Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Helios Biblical Hour of the Book of the Sun, and today
your host, Dry Bones. We're going to put it together, all together for you. And guess what? It's over a billion people worldwide celebrating Ishtar. And some of you already know about it. I had somebody tell me on Facebook. Yeah, I'm so happy. Some people, y'all know. That's good. Start telling other people. See, the problem is it ain't re-educated. It's all because you know it don't mean everybody knows it. So this is why we do what we do. And guess what? We're going to do it hard. Because, see, I put that on today because I know everybody say they rather have Jesus in silver and gold. We're going to break that myth as well. And we're going to break all the myths today because, again, we're going to tie in everything, including what's happening here. Because, see, you having a resurrection in America, both good and evil. So we are going to get deep today. I'm looking for all callers to come in. And I'm going to first and foremost say we are sorry about Thursday. I did not anticipate what took place, but unfortunately things happened. We will redo it. I need to get with all my elders who are going to do programs. Please send me in email so I can load it into the system, and we'll start that process on Thursday. But I'll get to that later in the program. Hope to hear from all y'all out there. We about to get deep into this again. You ain't going to hear all this. This is going to be some new stuff because I'm adding. Every year we just add it. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. We add in more and more. More and more. We're going to hit on Haiti. I got the Haiti Constitution right here. I'm going to be talking about that because that's a holy Easter. Oh, yeah, Ishtar to the max. We're going to be talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, where maritime law is now in. Oh, my goodness. Wait till we get finished this today. It's going to be wonderful. And then we're going to talk about who brought all this to the world. But I forgot to put the map up of Atlantis with all the countries behind. You can see how easy they knew this existed when you put Atlantis in the middle. You would already see how people was able to jump ship to each side. You know, you could already see it, but I got to put it up there. I will do that later in the program. But let's get started today. First of all, we're going to break all these myths about, see, I'm bringing up money because, see, that's the only time Jesus during the high holy days got mad. See, during the money changes. All that, when he went to the temple. You know, prostitutes was in the temple, too. I hope y'all look up the real books, not these phony Hollywood movies, y'all, or these crazy YouTubes or things that you got to go dig deep. They ain't no YouTubes. Oh, yeah, nah. Some of the languages is in foreign language that got some of the deepest stuff in Turkey. Go to Turkey and look up there some of the history. You'll see the black folks there, too. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm through with telling people that black folks is everywhere, but they since they don't know it, I guess they got to reinforce themselves to believe this thing. I don't know. But it should be well documented by now that people say, well, we talk about that more than anything. Who these people is. I got it right here today. I went into Scandinavia and got the first ambassadors from the continent of Africa. And guess what? I had amazing facts with A.J. Rogers, Antonio. I mean, we're going to just get deep today how all this got to be and so forth. But let's go with the gold and silver. Now, you say, Kirk Franklin said he'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Why would Jesus be allegorically combined to silver and gold should be the question that comes to your head. Why this precious metal? Well, all the metals on the planet Earth specifically had to make sure you know. So just in case you don't know, it all starts in Genesis 13:2. Abraham rich in what? Livestock, that's cattle. Wonder what they was doing with the cattle, y'all. Silver and gold. 2 Samuel 8:11. One of the richest kings, David. King David also dedicated those of the Lord Yahweh along with the silver and gold that he had dedicated from all the nations which he had subdued. Now, right there should be a wake-up call. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold when all of the great men of the Bible are affiliated to silver and gold. Let's go to Kings. Go a few more for y'all. We're going to have some fun today. So the king of Israel called to the elders of the land and said, notice, please, and see how this man seeks trouble, for he is sent to me from my wives, my children, my silver, and my gold, and I did not deny him. Now, this is people associating themselves to gold and silver. Now, we did shows a long time ago, but, you know, some people say, because you heard it before, we ain't supposed to tell y'all again. I tell you, I got some psychopaths on that damn, these damn social media. Y'all better watch. That's why I tell people, Facebook friends, I mean, are you for real? You don't even know these people. So that's why I always have to reiterate social media. Oh, my goodness. Imagine when this gets deep, the social media people going to really wish they didn't tell everything. But, oh, well. And the last one in the book of Proverbs, and then I will get to the Jesus story. In the book of Proverbs, how much better to get wisdom than gold? Even wisdom is affiliated with gold. So all I get is get understanding. Ain't that what it say in your book? I call it the alien. But those of you who have not heard this program or your first, we call it the Bible, the Alien Galactic Federation book. It has everything in it. The giants, you name it, in the book. Just because you don't understand it, oh well. Silver and gold. So we put that on because today is affiliated, you know, Jesus rises, resurrects, goes into the golden chambers between the Helios. Then we got April Fools. I mean, this is going to be one of these programs. Count on it. Count on it. Get ready. And then, you know, the money changers that Jesus got mad at. And I forgot it was all kind of stuff in there. Y'all should go look. I said, get out the Hollywood mindset, please. And anything else that's affiliated to this stuff, because they ain't going to tell you. They're going to give you symbols, but they ain't going to tell you. And if you don't know the symbols, then boom. And we're going to get to all that. That's why all this is going on today. See, he got mad at the money changers, supposedly, Jesus, Yeshua. And I'm only giving facts. These are names y'all call them. He found at the temple those who sold oxen, sheep, doves, money changers, doing business. That money changer is a person who exchanged coins and currency from one country that is from another. So international banking systems is what we talking about today on Easter. Because Jesus said they rather have silver, rather have Jesus, but all the great men of God is affiliated to silver and gold. Ain't that amazing? While the economies of the world is being resurrected from the dead. you might have heard it, but you ain't heard it like this. That's for damn sure. Now, let's get busy with this program. Yeah, we about to get it. Easter is universal. I say about 1 billion people doing this thing right now. 1 billion plus around the world, the globe. The ancients. Now, y'all talk about this ancient ancestor. If you don't care about the ancestors, quit bringing their asses up there. But this is what they said. The ancient, the ancestors, whatever you want to call them, said that the vernal equinox, which y'all should know, the cross, all that, Pisces, y'all heard this, is 101, between the 19th and 25th of March in the Gregorian calendar. This is where it gets crazy. That's why, you know, the whole thing is made up for television. All it is the renewal of nature. That's all this thing's about. The renewal of nectar or the netter, however y'all want to call it, because, you know, y'all get caught up on everything, food, everything, words. You know, y'all make war with everything. Everything. That's all you can do. That's all you know. That's why my man got that song out. Ugh, war. I'm about to play that later on. You at war. No doubt. Now, you at war with nature, for sure. Now, during this time, the egg, all y'all going to be doing it today, and see, somebody who say they know it should be at, you know, maybe go get, they at church right now doing an Easter egg hunt afterwards. All this stuff that we all grew up. We all was brainwashed to it. Every single one of us. Some form or fashion. Now, the egg, they were exchanged from the Scandinavian goddess, Esto or Estella. I don't know what that is. We're hearing all kind of noise. And so from all this, you get to Scandinavia. So I go to Scandinavia, I see some black monks saying, wait a minute. You know, all of a sudden now, Easter goes into all the gods. That's why the whole world's doing it. Not just the Western world you in, a brainwashed too. That's all you know. Even if you travel, you still got to learn from other people. You ain't grow up knowing how to go over to another country and do anything. Somebody showed you when you got there, you was given clemency or a pass or whatever you went to get. That's what's going on today. People going to these countries, getting told these things, and you know, mass exodus. You might can go over there a few at a time, just like Jesus, you know, a few at a time, to get initiated into something to get your foot in the door of another country. But everybody ain't coming, so that automatically takes away that nationhood stuff that many people talk about. We're going to go to some country. What country are you going to go to? Please, for all the bright minds on social media, tell me where. If we all say, hey, let's get the fuck out of America, where are we going? Okay, that's going to be one to think about. So you rather have Jesus and silver and gold. We're going to find out. Egyptians, y'all know it's Gab. I mean, Ra, Isis, the egg, the cross, all these are symbols. Crucifixion. But here's where the facts lie. See, we got to get to the facts. There was no pictures of anybody on a cross. Anybody. Find it for me. All you bright social mind on social media. Until the 7th century. That's when you started seeing people on crosses. So that's not even ancient. For one. Then let's go further. On Noah's Ark. The earliest known form of a human figure on the cross is the crucifixion presented by guests, Gregory and Queen. And to the Queen, got to have a seat. We be leaving these women out this shit. That's a big mistake. Queen Theodolinda. That's Theodolinda of the Lombardies. Now, right there, should go look this up. And I guarantee you will just trip out all day long saying, damn, we've been fooled on April Fool's by these same Pope Gregory. Same people now. Same people. Then they put a cross up. It's all, they knew what it was just because they didn't tell you and us. But you find they was under the craft. Now, here's what gets deep. Anybody should know astrology got to be put in this play. You don't put, just like I told you, if you don't put the occult world history, ain't no need of me debating you, sitting down with you about no real deep shit because you don't even know about the occult world. That's impossible. And then if you don't put in, Ray trying to call in here. Let me get Ray. Ray, I'm going to call you on a real phone if you're listening. I'll call you on a real phone. Okay, because I can't see how you getting in. You're not popping up. But I will call you on the real phone. Let me look for the number and get it in. Now, that's where I'm hearing that noise from. Okay. I got you, brother. Now, what's happening with this is you're not adding in none of the cult world, and you're definitely not adding in some of these facts that should make everybody say, maybe this is why we having a problem here. Big time. Big time problem. We listening to two people came up with this from the family of Lombardies. Now, if you don't use astrology, which they told you was wicked, to unlock any of the keys in the Bible, you must have astrology. That's just one-on-one. If you don't do that, then what is the purpose? I'm trying to figure out what is the purpose of this motivation that we got going on for these holidays then. That you, even if you say you don't believe them, your family believes them. Everybody got a foot in a damn fantasy. Even some people got 2 feet and some people got one. Depending on who you with. Now, this goes on to explain why April Fool's is right around the corner. It's like all together. Those two right there. And Todd Seeker, if you out there listening, send me a link for that. I've seen it. Send me something. I'm going to get that calendar. But out of all the things me and him debated, the calendar was one thing we was 100% in agreement on. We was only in disagreement on that he was black folks behind the scenes. That's where the problem comes in for the people in North America only. Because the rest of the world ain't thinking like that, man. Now, let me get back to the situation at hand. Then we go in and say, well, if you don't add that in, then it's no need to even tell me you know the Bible. I just let you, I would just let you talk. I'm not even going to. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, using these keys, you would see the ancient shit, the Egyptians, the Brahma. India is heavily involved with this, obviously. Sex temples. Today, we're going to show you that even today is a sex art form. I got it right here. Let me get it out for y'all so I can pick up that. I ain't got time to play today. Yeah, sex magic of the conference and square. That's all it is. You wonder how Puffy run around. He gets caught on the same time as the so-called resurrection. And that, I'm going to add all this together. It's going to be so easy to see. All set up for your amusement. Because these magicians, and then we got to go back to Egypt. I mean Egypt, Ishtar, all these names got to be looked up. I don't care what any preachers say. Jesus' name is not new. It's not even ancient. There's no letter J. This is common sense. Came into existence no more than, what, 700 years ago, 800 years ago. It's impossible. But you tell people this, they get mad and want to kill you. See, this is how you know you brainwash on philosophy. Ain't about no, you don't got to have no gun. You brainwash from philosophy. Yeah. Now, let me get back to this. Now, the divine words, they got all these divine words for you. Like, sister be saying magic words. We saying them all the time. Like we never talk about how Jesus ends up in Egypt as a kid, comes out, he in India with Krishna. Then he's in the priesthood of Osiris. Then he's in the Pythagoras in Greece. And then they said he'll be a prophet under the name of the mysteries of the sun, S-O-N-S-U-N, of man, and the son of God. According to the doctrine, the highest manifestation of God is man. Now, is God, this is what you get to say. All you get the same saying, you saying the same thing, I'm God. You got that from this. That's all. The chicken, what happened first, the chicken or the egg? This is the Big Bang. This is all the cosmic egg theory. This has all been given down through time, yet you, it's not in your Bible talk, but you saying these things. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah, okay. All right. So you can see today that we're going to break down every one of these facades of rituality going on under the guise of spirituality, because unfortunately this is for the initiates. That's why so many people, and then people initiate you into everything. Sex magic is one of the first ones. That's why they put you in sex magic. Mesmerize. How you do sex magic? You got to have what the pharmaceutical companies, ancient, they got ancient doctrines of using medicine to knock people out, come back to life and shit. This is not no new stuff. This is really old, really. Very common stuff, but is it taught? No, it's not. So today we got 1 billion people about to do this ritual with the cross, the resurrection. We get it all. You've been doing it all week. Not knowing it's about the money system. Having no idea. It got to do astrology and money. Of course, sex is money. So they're using every bit of magic you can muster up. Every bit. And so before we get started, you know I got to get it hot up in here. We're going to put one. I had this brother on. Awesome. We all have some great people on this program. We still have them even more. So it doesn't stop. We have Evan Z. Dontour on Wednesday nights. It was a Thursday night with Brother Ray. I mean, off the chain. Ken Weston, and unfortunately we didn't have our Thursday night, but we're getting it back into place. And we just want you to know, these people who put on our show, most of them have either been demise or some crazy stuff. One was a tractor trailer fell on the senator after it just crazy. And then this brother came on, and he gonna break it down like he, I'm gonna act like he alive. My man, Jordan Maxwell. He was on our show. Oh, man, he loved it. He had a, I was asked for the archive. I listened to that a couple of days ago. unbelievable.
For instance, to show you how the stories in the New Testament about Jesus is a symbolic story that's explaining to you in your human life on this earth is a war going on inside of you and on the earth too, because you're part of the earth. So there's a war going on this earth of which you are part of it. And so the same war is also, the Apostle Paul says, is going on in you. And so the war is the war between light and darkness, between intellectual and spiritual enlightenment based on intelligence and wisdom, enlightenment, or the light of the world, as opposed to the devil, which is the D in front of the word evil, which is the prince of darkness. And so the prince of darkness was set, as they said, and so it does get dark at sunset. And so a classic example of a metaphor is we're told that Jesus was arrested by the authorities. They came to look for Jesus. The Roman authorities came into the little city, the little town, and they were looking for Jesus to arrest him. And we know that that little town was so small. It's not like the Chicago or New York. It was just a little tiny little town in the Middle East, where Jesus was supposedly sitting in the garden by himself. And so it says that one of the 12 apostles was named Judas, from where we get the idea that Judas was a traitor. He turned his master in and became a traitor and ended up committing suicide because he couldn't live with himself for what he did. And so the story is that when the soldiers came in looking to arrest Jesus at the behest of the Jewish rabbis, they wanted him to be arrested and put in jail and ultimately to kill him if he could. And so they couldn't do that, but the Romans could. And so the Romans came in to arrest Jesus. And but the scripture says that they had a man named Jesus, one of the 12 apostles, and he came out with the military and with the authorities. And he went out and kissed Jesus, and so that's a very famous story about Judas kissing Jesus. And so you say, well, why did Judas, a grown man, go out and kiss Jesus? And so the Christians will tell you, well, that was to identify him. Well, first of all, that makes no sense whatsoever. Supposedly, Jesus was known all over the Middle East. He was known everywhere. Any man that's raising the dead and healing the sick and performing miracles, even right. Caesar in Rome knew where he was. And so why would the military coming to arrest him need Judas to go out and kiss him? Well, now we know that it was a metaphor, because the sun, S-U-N, is really the hottest it will ever be is in the northern hemisphere on the first day of summer. So the first day of summer in our northern hemisphere, the sun is directly overhead, and it's not going any further north. So it's directly overhead, and it's full blast on us in the northern hemisphere, and it's really hot in the summer, and especially in the Middle East. And so the constellation that is associated with the summer was a lion, Leo, the constellation of Leo, the lion. And so therefore the Leo, the lion, becomes the lion of the tribe of Judah. Mm. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah is simply the constellation of Leo that's associated with summer. Well, as I said, the sun is really hot on the first day of summer, but 90 degrees around the calendar, around the circle, like your watch is a round circle with the 12 equal members, the 12 signs of the zodiac are the 12 numbers. Well, if you go one quarter around the circle, that's 30 days for each month, and that's 3 months, and we call that summer. But then on the beginning of the fourth month, now he's no longer Leo the Lion. He was really hot, but now he's not that hot. We call him, we say that he has fallen. And so we call the beginning of the next 3 months, we call it fall, because the sun was really hot.
Yeah. It don't take a rocket science to figure that out. You know, Brother Ray, I'm trying to reach you. You ain't answered the phone, so you better text me and let me know what's going on. All right. So it don't take rocket science at all. A foolish person should be able to say, So basically, summer, winter, spring, and fall all got anthropomorphic personifications. It took anthropomorphic things, body, and made them into stories. Now, sounds crazy, but it's real. Now, the most craziest one is they left out the women thing. See, the Lion King and all that, they left the women stuff out on purpose. So you don't know you are actually worshiping. That's why these men are being transformed back into let us make man. And you call her Ishtar.
Yeah.
Ishtar, the mother of the Anunnaki. Ishtar was undoubtedly a goddess of Semitic origin and symbolized the fertility of the earth. It is probable that her cult originated at Erech, and in the course of the centuries and under many nominal changes dispersed itself throughout Western Asia and even into Greece and Egypt. It is probable that a number of lesser goddesses, such as Nana and Anunit, may have become merged in the conception of this divinity, and that lesser local deities of the same character as herself may have taken her name and assisted to swell her reputation. She is frequently addressed as the mother of the gods, and indeed the name Ishtar became a generic designation for goddess. But these were later honors. When her cult centered at Erech, it appears to have blossomed out in many directions. And as has been said, lesser cults probably eagerly identified themselves with that of the great Earth Mother, so that in time, her cult became more than just a Babylonian cult. Indeed, wherever people of Semitic speech were to be found, there was the worship of Ishtar. As Ashtaroth, or Astarte, as she was known to the Canaanites, Phoenicians, and Greeks. And there is some likelihood that the cult of Aphrodite had also its beginnings in that of Ishtar. We shall inquire later whether she can be the Esther of the scriptures. Astrologically, she was identified with the planet Venus, but so numerous were the attributes surrounding her, taken from other goddesses, with which she had become identified, that they threatened to overshadow her real character, which was that of the great and fertile mother, the original god concept. Along came a spider and sat down beside her. More especially, her identification with Ninlil, the consort of Enlil, the storm god, threatened to alter her real nature, and in the skies she was regarded as a goddess of war. It is seldom that a goddess of fertility or love achieves such a distinction. It is clear that something has been attached to the original god concept. Gods possessing an agricultural significance are nearly always war gods, which does not discount Enki, the god of agriculture, but that is because they bring fertilizing thunderclouds and therefore possess the lightning arrow or spear. But Ishtar is specifically a goddess of the class of Persephone or Isis, and her identification with battle must be regarded as purely accidental or by design to darken her character. In later times in Assyria, she was conceived as the consort of Ashur, the head of the Assyrian pantheon. In the days where a god or goddess did not breathe war, was of little use to the people like Assyrians, who were constantly employed in hostilities, the empire, and this circumstance naturally heightened her reputation as a warlike divinity. I said this in the previous documentary, which actually parallels Louis
Benson. Now, I'm about to open up the gate. I'm going to add it all together. It said, over the universe, they can mess with the sky, shoot lasers. Ain't that what they're doing? They're shooting lasers from the sky now. They messing with the water. All agriculture is under assault. All agriculture is under assault. Is this by design or is this by Ishtar, who which you are worshiping today? Let's get started. All across the 10 regions, we're letting you know we got the facts here. We're going to show you where this came from. I got the book right here. The Africans were the first ambassadors. Oh, man, this is unbelievable. Yeah, they brought all this across. So let's dab deep, y'all. Madrid, all this is in here. Unbelievable. The bishops of Aksum. This is what y'all need to look up right here before we even go any further. The bishops of Aksum. Now, my brother is in Ethiopia. And you know, I did not know this, but from him, the Amlic heads, you know, the Mexicans brought them over and let them and gave Ethiopia them heads too as a some type of mutual, you know, exchange. Ain't that strange? No talk about it. Everybody see these heads of Amlic heads, giant, and even the people there. I think everybody look at Mexico a little different, y'all. I don't think we understand. I think they try to tell us in the movie Black Panther. So I'm going to get into that as well. And we're going to get into all how this is these bishops, Queen Azana. That's the one that should be looked up. Here's the New Testament of GZ. That's an Ethiopian language. Firmatetis. All this is from the Patriarch of Alexandria. Look all these patriarchs up. And y'all come back and tell me how y'all escaped the black equation as well as the woman equation. That's what you did. That's exactly what you did. So we're getting everybody ready. I'm going to give you a call on the phone. We're going to take 2 minutes. We'll be right back. We'll open up the mics. It's time. Guess what?
Through the wasting,
We back. We got everything situated. Everybody's in the mix. We got hands up. We're getting them in right now. Again, equate that message to what's happening now, everybody. They just hit the maritime. Maryland just got hit with a freighter that is the biggest corridor to our supply chain. I mean, this is amazing. And I told you, look what the time it happens in. Let's get busy. Everybody, 8554. We got you in there. Let's make it happen. This is going to be interesting.
All right.
Today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, we had a similar, there was a similar incident in Oklahoma. It was yesterday. Another barge crashing into a bridge in Oklahoma, but it didn't, so far it didn't cause that much damage as it did in Maryland. But, okay, that's the second time in the week, bro. Come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Maryland.
We're talking about, we're talking, yeah, I mean, come on. Gold and silver. Gold and silver.
Gold and silver. I'd rather have who? Okay. All right.
Gold and silver. Jesus and gold and silver. So, and then you hear a lot of women, not all, talking about, you know, well, you want a husband, you want to get married. No, I'm married to Jesus. Okay, good luck with that one. Let's start with my favorite website,
truthunity.net. That's because they got the golden dildo. Go ahead. That's they.
Right. Go ahead. There you go. Artificial love. The metaphysical meaning of gold and silver is real simple, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It symbolizes love and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
which unfortunately in the times we live in now is lacking in a lot of areas. So,
now,
yeah, I mean, that it can't get no simpler than that.
Now, and you know why I say it's deep? Because think about it. Here's the one thing that we being fooled with, paper money that ain't backed by silver or gold. Ain't that amazing? I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Now, here it is. I mean, you just said it yourself. What is it? It's wisdom. We ain't got no wisdom no more. I mean, anybody who are going to watch this happen without no recourse, because, again, this could be avoidable. I mean, we falling on the same scriptures, silver and gold. I could go all day with the silver and gold scriptures, but I just brought them low. But, yeah. And the barges is stopping supply line. There you go. They got to print more money. Worst scenario.
And it's interesting you said that now. While all this is going on, like I said, I always screaming about, yeah, we can get distracted with all the global stuff that's going on. Look in your own goddamn state and city, and you really see what's going on, because it could be the opposite. And the reason why I'm saying that, this is from the Tennessee Star, and this just came out on the 29th.
Mm.
The Tennessee General Assembly passed a bill prohibiting banks from debanking and closing consumer accounts based on, quote, social credit score systems.
Now, I've seen that happen.
Huh?
Yep. I've seen that happen where some chicks, they cut, Chase Bank did it. It was Chase Bank, everybody. I've seen that one. Woo-hoo. Unbelievable. Go ahead. Finish that up. Yeah.
SB 2148 prohibits financial institutions and insurers from denying or canceling services to a person or otherwise discriminating against a person based upon the use of a social credit score or other factors, according to the bill summary. The bill's companion is in the Tennessee House, also passed. So once again, somebody in the legislature here is actually paying attention to the real shit.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as people continue to get distracted by the other shit, you know, hey, whose fault is that?
Big distraction, you know, big time. Who fault is that? Is a crucial statement right there. Who fault is
now,
that? I mean, go ahead.
Now let's go back to Monday. The Monday was the 25th, right? Now we all know that Sean Combs, his house was raided, you know, in L.A. and Miami. The bad boy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now,
tell me why,
and Brother Thomas bought the, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but Brother Thomas, shout out to him, brought up this point on his show Friday night. why the hell his houses get raided on March 25th? 27 years ago was the release of one of his prolific rap artists, Notorious B.I.G. The album Life After Death was released March 25th, 1997, 27 years ago to the date.
That's on that thread. That was on that thread. I see.
It was on the thread.
I said, wow. And make it so bad.
Now.
Wow. Uh-huh. Mace, all of them now coming out. Hey, we got some jokes from New York, man. It's getting crazy, man. I never thought all our rap greats would be going into this. Unbelievable. I mean, it's like, is that.
I'm gonna connect another rap artist out of Philly with this, and this just came to me a few minutes ago. Now that Tuesday, since we're talking about Bad Boys, tell me why the trailer, the Bad Boys 4 was released with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
That's right. Just came
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah. But they filming here though. They blocked our traffic. We was experiencing. They were downtown Miami.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen it twice. They did everybody. They blocked the street up in the Biscayne area and over there near A Street and they feed their people though, man. Man, they had I'm not even gonna lie, y'all. They had a spread for them, unbelievable. We thought we could go over there, but we couldn't because right in front of our Publix, and we couldn't. They were like, "It's for there." We like, "Oh, that's the Bad Boys crew." They had everything. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Since we're talking about Will Smith and Bad Boys. Now, one of my favorite Kool and the Gang albums was called Light of the World. When you were talking about Jesus earlier, Jesus is supposed to be the light of the world, right? That was the title of one of Kool and the Gang's albums back in 1974. And ironically, one of their main hits off that album was called Summer Madness. And ironically, Will Smith.
That's right.
Man, did a redemption of it back in the day. Yes, it was.
That was a song.
And I can listen to that song every day, all year round.
Yeah, that's the real deal. Shout out to my man, Fitz, who played with the Kool and the Gang. We got some B-Lo people to play with Kool and the Gang. Fitz, good job with that. He's still doing it with him.
Mm-hmm.
One more
point. This is on page 101. Ironically, 101 out of Pao Chang's Word Magic. To find the deeper meanings of the word commerce, you need to investigate its origins. One of the origins of the word commerce is the Latin word commercium, meaning trade or trafficking. The word trafficking is defined as the movement of vehicles, ships, and persons, etc., in that area, along a street, through an air lane, over a water route, or etc. Therefore, trafficking has a strong connection to the water and ships. Remember that what I said in the beginning of this book about how your body is related to a ship and water.
That's the birth thing. Which, now, hold on. Now, that power chain, y'all can go look it up. I got one here, too, as well. It really is very educational to get this. I'm telling you because... When you see all the learning y'all have gotten throughout the years, all y'all on this line, same thing we learned from Dr. Lean Bay and all them was saying about the birth certificate and stuff like that. This is not far-fetched, but here how it's working, y'all. I told y'all. God has some thought to this. Right now, DeSantis in Florida has stopped y'all from doing that squatting. That's over with here. Over.
Right.
In pirate land. Show you how your state going to be your own country. So, yeah, I mean... That's why everybody's flocking here, man. I wish y'all would stop. I really do. But it ain't happening.
Let me finish this up real quick. Now, it says in legal terms, the word trafficking means the carrying on an illegal commerce activity such as selling drugs or substances that are banned. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Now, put everything what I just said together. You had the barge incident in Maryland and Oklahoma this week. And then P. Diddy, Bad Boy. He was accused, raided his house because he was accused of trafficking. And ironically, human trafficking. And ironically, the premise of the Bad Boys movie is about their captain, who supposedly had died in the last movie. He was accused now of being a major drug trafficker. And that the Bad Boys have to go back and clear his name. Now, you tell me why all this shit was put in all the news and everything this week. That ain't no accident, yeah. Bro.
Now,
I'm done.
Now, what I've been doing, I'm about to bring you in, Sister 1877. I'm about to bring y'all in. Get ready. We got a lot of time. Not too much, but we got a lot. Anyway, see how that worked, what he just said. Now, we've seen the Bad Boys construct. They went to Mexico on the last one. He got a child by the Mexican cartel. See, they set your mind up for it. They set your mind up for it. I'm so glad I have the dry bones because it makes me think all the time. Now, think about that. Now, y'all just said it yourselves. Now, look at the movie structure. Now, we all know Will Smith did his ritual. All them made big money from Netflix. This is all of what they call shenanigans. Look at the word shenanigans in esoteric form. Don't look at it in your mind. This would do what he just did. Go get a real dictionary that have the magic words in them. And then you might see some light. But other than that, hey, much love. Hey, but take this with me. Now, Haiti, y'all ain't hearing about that. I sent pictures out. What I sent out is shock treatment. So you can see, do you really want that here? I sent out some shock shit today. Last week, I sent it out. Y'all was like, some people couldn't believe. I mean, even my hardcore. I said, man, I ain't sending this. This came from their peoples. What you want me to tell you? They send to me. I don't have Alize Dantour on the program. She was just on Wednesday night with Antoinette. Y'all got to start asking them that. I don't know how you can get a guy named Barbecue to be legit. He got the barbecue from people. That would make him legit, right? So people act like this ain't real. I say, well, y'all saw y'all. I know there's been so many deep fakes out there. I know. Y'all been deep faked out. I've been defaked. I love this shit.
Remember, hey, T'Challa's son was born and hid in Haiti in Wakanda forever.
Yeah, that's hey. See,
go back and watch the movie.
At least you thinking. And I said the Mexicans were in the last one. I told y'all the Mexicans. Let me tell y'all something about the Mexico. Y'all don't know the Constitution. Just say I got the Constitution of Haiti. The Constitution of Mexico. When y'all really watch the Buffalo Soul, all the Buffalo Souls have been on our program. I watched our own documentary. I watched it. That's one thing about TV. You can watch good stuff. You can watch good and evil. You want to watch good, evil, and then it's the middle. But the middle going to be cut out. It's going to be only good and evil. So you can watch stuff that can't elevate. That's why they doing with the censor and the TikTok. See, y'all ain't getting it. TikTok, all this is in the Bible. I just told you the Chinese call Easter the hare because the hare is a rabbit. It can only eat at night. Okay. Now, and that's why they use the rabbit for Easter.
Wow. Eminem's nickname was B-Rabbit in 8 Mile.
Yeah, see. Only eat at night. See, I'm about to put it down. It's Alice in Wonderland. I told you one thing about this program. You might have heard it before, but you ain't heard it this way. Alice in Wonderland is, that's why what Disney putting out everything. Dr. Doolittle, all of them, so they could talk to the animals. Now, they using the animals now to attack us. Remember Alfred Hitchcock, y'all? The birds. Y'all remember Alfred Hitchcock? I know y'all do. Remember that movie where he had the birds attack the people? See, this is why Easter
birds
of
prey.
Yeah. It's why Easter's so unbelievable. I'm gonna take calls now. I'm gonna take this time right here, this segment here. I'm gonna take calls. Y'all got 30 minutes to make y'all happen. Let me go. Everybody getting 30 minutes, but 1-877. We starting you, so we can give you the first. You got the first one off. We got the sister, and we got a bunch of y'all on here. So we gonna. I see 2227 because you sent something so deep, my sister. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. 9927. You coming in. I got you next. Okay, well, then put yourself back on mute.
Okay.
Mute yourself. 9927. You going to send some stuff. We were talking about the altar.
Resurrection.
You are so. Resurrection. You the Easter Bunny. You actually show where they can fake the solar eclipse. I said, oh, shoot, this is going to be interesting.
Not only that, oh, my God, they got a fake sky over us, y'all, that's hiding the real sky. Just hiding the real sky. They have a fake sky hiding the real sky.
Yeah, that's
so
real. I've seen it. You
the three bodies. I'm still watching the three bodies, but it's just really crazy because I'm watching the Asian one. I ain't get to the American one yet. The Asian one is on Prime, the three bodies. And the other one is on Three Body Problem. It's on Netflix. But I'm watching the Asian one, and I'm like somewhere where they're starting to reveal that they have the intelligence involved where they're looking for these people. And these people are not from our realm. They're from a different realm, so they're considered as aliens. But what they're saying is they want to destroy the galaxy. But they're showing three suns. One of the suns is chaotic. Chaotic will burn you up, burn the whole entire earth plane up, earth realm up. The other one is supposed to be the one that's energetic, that helps everything grow, and then there's another one. But they're looking for them all three to collide or come together, I mean, so it can take out the whole galaxy, whatever. Anyway, ESR people over there in Europe are going to launch twin satellites, if they ain't already got them up in the balloon and stuff, to create a fake eclipse along with a real eclipse. I'm assuming that's what that is. Or maybe it's just not a real eclipse at all. Maybe it's all fake.
I'm telling you,
because
when you
said would you send two satellites up to mimic an eclipse?
Yeah, mimic an eclipse. It said that, y'all. And NASA, if y'all don't look this up, it's on y'all. NASA is
And then another thing, why did you shoot it up? So, in other words, we're going to have a real eclipse on top of a fake eclipse, and
right.
Then you're shooting three missiles into the sun or into the... It's not the moon, because the moon is not going to be there, y'all. The moon going to be up some other place. They keep telling y'all it's the moon, but it's not. It's not a moon. It's another sun.
Because they said they're going next year.
We got more than one sun. Nibiru is the sun. We got more than one sun, black sun, which is a black hole. So
that's what the movie
is
about. Black sun. That's
why
the movie they got.
Up the sky like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what we got, Project Bluebeam, right?
And just, but hold on, they just said Ishtar. No, you heard it yourself. Ishtar, add Ishtar there, because if the goddesses is at war and able to shoot thunderbolts, which is lasers, somehow they don't got this goddess, this ancient story seem to be manifesting into what you talking about. Because if you don't look what she just set up, everybody, she sent it to the thing, WhatsApp and all that. And I'm going to send it out to everybody out there who want to get it.
Yeah, because
it's unbelievable.
Look this up. Just look
go ahead,
up.
Tell them. Tell
what
them. Tell them.
Is.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And
go ahead.
Just look it up. They're really going to do it. They're going to do what they're claiming. Now, this is the Europeans. The Europeans is putting up the twin satellites. CERN is going to reduce. CERN been running, y'all. They never turned CERN off. They're lying. CERN never got turned off.
Turned off.
They're claiming that they turned it off in the wintertime, which I do not trust anything CERN say. They claim they turned it off in the wintertime, and that so it can hibernate, but why do you got all this strange weather?
Yeah,
so it can hibernate, and they're going to turn it back on April 8th, and they're only going to run it at 6.8 EV temp. So there's no, you know, come on now. You turned it off? I don't believe that. The shit is still running. They're going to reduce the speed, okay, because they control a lot of shit around here. They lie to the public, so they don't want y'all to think that the shit is still running. It's been running, and they never turned the bitch off.
So let's go with that. Let's go with that, because once people say stuff on here, we got to make sure we clarify everything, because when people say, it's those of you who've ever heard of this, to let you know how deep this is, I told you it goes into Easter. Obama did a Newsweek on when CERN came out. He was in CERN circle as Vishnu. Look at him. He's in the same position. Go look up Obama on Newsweek for CERN. He's just in a Hindu stance and looking like Vishnu. Now, I said to myself, this Easter. Now, I just don't want to let y'all know. Because we say
they're having a celebration right now, so
they have a celebration right now, right?
They're in their celebration for Hindu, that goddess. But they're saying that they're celebrating. It's not evil. That's what they're saying. It's not
well,
ego.
Okay.
What they're
Let's
saying.
Take that because me and you talk about a lot of things on that we've been. Okay, could this be the great resurrection? Because if these people can convince this many people that we know that this, I mean, I'm almost nervous that they could make our people, and I'm talking about black people right now. I don't care what ethnic group you affiliate as black. It could make them believe this about anything. If they do Project Bluebeam, which is gone, Project Bluebeam is the first level we ever heard of, y'all. No, it's no more Project Bluebeam in the sense that this at an elevated, accelerated advance now.
It's right. Holographic technology just recently where they had some demons, they call them demons, coming out the sky, but there are some individuals coming, opening a portal opens up, and
yep.
these titans come out with cat faces and reptilians or whatever. They come out talking about humans, you cannot defy us or attack us or whatever.
Now, this is in Europe. Hold on. This is in Europe. I want y'all to realize what we're saying.
Right.
Parts of the world, they have seen. Now, I just seen something y'all sent on TikTok, whatever, where this group is mining. I ain't making this up. They're mining in Asia somewhere, and they go deep, and they hearing voices, and shit starting to fly out. I'm going to say, is this made up? I'm telling y'all. I don't know if this, again, what you people say, people underground. Y'all just said trafficking. I'm going to add this together so we take more calls so y'all get deep into this.
And Biden also declared today the Transgender Day of Visibility.
Okay, so people
are pissed off about that.
Proclamation, transgender,
yeah.
Proclamation.
Yeah, proclamation.
I
want to
say something about the Haitians over there eating their own people. They're a cult. That's not a gang. They're just an occult. They over there. They ain't the first time they done killed some of their own people and ate them. It's an occult. They want to call it a gang, but that shit been going on for a long time. And over
okay.
here in America, they already eating people. They got it in
okay.
the store.
Okay, you're absolutely
they put it
correct.
In the hot dog.
Absolutely correct. I'm glad. Hold on. I want y'all to realize what y'all saying today. So I want people to say, hey, they be talking. No, we got facts. Let me just say this about the Haitian people, because they beautiful people. And I know a bunch of people who are Haitian, and they like family to me as well. People have married, intermarried. But when you get to America, this is what happens, y'all. You get to America, you become disillusioned because whatever was not happening over there is happening here. So if it's happening here for you and you get more exclusiveness, more housing, you are actually loyal to some parts of America. So that's why the Haitian community is Democrat, basically Democrats, just like the rest of the blacks. Now, here's why I say this, because
yeah.
I got the Constitution for the Haiti right here. This was the first one. Now, Emperor Jacques Dessalines is the real Constitution. That Toussaint Constitution is bullshit, because the real Constitution, according to them, and I learned from them, I just went further and checked it out. Of course, Haiti starts with an H, does not with an A, start with an H on this emperor thing. Santo Domingo, which is now part of the DR. Now, they got some stuff in here that is very deep. They say that Haiti, our brother at home, equality in the eyes of the law is constitutionally acknowledged, and there cannot exist any titles, advantages, or privileges other than those necessarily resulting from the consideration and reward of service rendered to liberty and independence. So they got all this in here. They were saying that no, this one, the big one, number 12, no white man or whatever. Listen to this in their constitution now. No white man or whatever nation may be shall put his foot on this territory with the title of master, proprietor, neither shall he in future acquire any property therein. I said, damn, that means Hillary Clinton Foundation shouldn't even be able to got in there. Ain't that amazing?
Right.
Shouldn't even got in there. Let me one more before, because I that's how you know something going on wrong here. Let me get you. It says, this is their own stuff. I got it right here. Believe me, I have to go to all the events here, bro. Look what it says. A father, this is number 10 in the Constitution, a father and mother are not permitted to disinherit their children. What the fuck? Is that a lie?
Wow.
Is that a lie? Is that a lie? I'm only reading your Constitution, not mine. But it sounds good, though. I mean, it's a hell of a Constitution. Think about what it's saying. Look, and here's another one, number 11. Every citizen must possess a mechanic art. That's vocational training. Y'all let the shit go. See, you'd rather have Jesus than silver. There you go. Let me go here. That means let me go to 1-8. Let me go. We about to get busy up in here. We about to get busy. I told you, we ain't playing with you today. This is what they done.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me go to 0997. 0997. I can't believe this stuff. This is I can't make this up. This is facts. Facts. One of the few shows that don't try to fool you. Go ahead.
Peace, peace. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let me take that morning part back. We don't mourn no more.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Let me take that cursing word. Let me take them cursing.
We erecting the morning. We resurrecting.
I like the resurrection part. I like that resurrection part.
We rise. That's what we do. We rise.
That's right. We rise. In no morning, we rise.
No more mourning. No more cursing.
We erect.
No more making
we
curses.
Resurrect.
Hey, stop it. It's Easter. I know there's sex magic coming up. Y'all about to get us. Go ahead.
Hey, now look. All of the temples that they had spread all around those places, they were sex temples. They paid homage to sex magic.
Yep.
Now, back to another point you guys made. As we talk about this money that runs the world that's worthless paper that nobody knows is worthless paper, we all better wake up. If you don't get to the gold and silver, because that's what these BRICS nations are doing. And not only BRICS nations, they got some African countries. They're going straight by gold and silver. They're backing all their stuff. Now, there are some people that believe in digital. I call it digital shit magic, too. It's no more than another magic, you know, another form of magic. Because you're not holding anything in your hand. You got no iron in your pocket. The reason America is so dangerous around the world is because they can give people IOUs. And people don't know the IOUs, so they take it as legal tender, but it's not legal tender. It's a spell on that money. There's no other way that money could operate as it operates all around the world. It's a big spell on the dollar. That's why people do anything for the dollar. Kill, but they'll do anything for a dollar. A woman will sell her body for a dollar.
Mm.
That dollar is something else, and everybody better deal with the dollar for what it is. It's worthless paper. $100 bill is worth the same as a dollar bill. It's all in what you think. That's why right now people will tell you that a man could be a woman. See, they can make you think what they want, but you got to feed into
right.
it. Right. If you don't feed into it, it's no good.
They can put you in a
so we've been,
alternate reality.
We've been misled. We've been totally
right.
misled. And on this Easter morning, Esther, because this is they do a bunch of rites on this day right here. This is what is it called? Purim? I'm not saying it right. But they do all kind of rights today.
It's P-U-R-I-M. Yeah, Purim. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it, but they do all kind of rites today. This is a sacred day for rites. They do rites where they drink blood. They do rites where they do the rite of circumcision where the priest will bite the young child's penis and bite his skin off his penis, spit it into a glass of wine, and they drink it as a delicacy.
Yeah.
And then when you're talking about Easter, this is a fertility rite. What is bunnies and rabbits and eggs? That's fertility. Those animals have great fertility.
Playboy bunny. It's the Playboy bunny, baby. That's what we doing.
Playboy bunny, too. Remember, it's funny you would say Playboy bunny because guess what they found out? They found that Puffy Combs had a house over there by my man used to have the Playboy mansion.
You have
underground tunnels from his house go right to the other houses down there.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner. They gave it to him.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner, man. I watched the Hugh Hefner. I tell y'all, just watch the Hugh Hefner, not Hollywood, the real Hugh Hefner documentary with him and his daughter. Man, I'm going to tell you, y'all can play games if you want, but it was the women. It was the women who were the Playboy bunnies who set all this shit up. Say I'm lying.
Yep.
It was.
I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing.
And they
were
young, too, so he was a pedo because he had a lot of young women. He had
a lot of young women
in there.
They went along with this program. Go ahead. Finish up.
He wasn't doing nothing different than Puffy Combs was. He was doing the same thing. He was throwing parties for the elite. That's why Puffy's not locked up. Puffy got film of people. Remember, he had cameras in every room. And something my man was telling me, he had the fees from all his cameras going into a foreign country, so they can't really find his film and whatnot. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to find out where all the videos went because he taped everything that people did in his houses. And remember, he had.
Well, let me ask something
because that makes sense. And of course, everybody hearing that. Especially, I'm here in Miami. We sorry people come. I wish they take their asses and get the fuck out of here, but unfortunately, we can't. But here we go. I mean, okay, that's fine. There's so many rich people here. We got Jeff Bezos here. I mean, I can go out there. I got the Tesla plant near my job. I mean, I know they're here, and that's the only thing that made me feel safe. Anybody could be killed. Believe that. I'm saying, but I say they gonna kill themselves off like that. I'm thinking in that way. Like, are they gonna kill themselves off too? Because they right here in Florida. They gotta know that they, you know. So what is their ultimate plan? And I know they did the movie Roadhouse over with old Patrick Swayze movie. I'm bringing this up because the Florida Keys. Now, don't y'all find that strange? The Francis Scott Key Bridge.
They burnt another bridge down too. That's a major supply bridge.
But
they burnt this one.
The 7 Mile Bridge is that goes down. The 7 Mile Bridge was to go down. I'm just putting it out, you know, because they got these crazy movies out. You know, that's 7 miles. And I don't know if you ever been to the Keys, but you surrounded by water for 7 miles. I've been there many times. 7 miles. Only water. Down there, if that bridge go down, you talking about a manifestation of unbelievable proportions if something was to happen. Now, I just tell people that I don't know what they're planning.
That's the name of a street, the highway in Detroit, too, 7 Mile.
Yeah.
Followed by 8 Mile.
Yeah, 7 Mile. We got 7 Mile Bridge down here. We got the movie Roadhouse that's been taped down here with the expats lady. I've never seen a bar like that. It may be a bar down there. I have not witnessed a bar like that down there, but if it is, okay. Now, let it be said, you know, y'all breaking some valid points up, but let's go with this now. Let's go with the Easter thing because, and I want y'all to listen now because I'm bringing up all y'all points. Have y'all noticed, I'm going to give y'all these clues here. It says, who were the witnesses? Now, y'all ain't going to hear this from nowhere. I can guarantee you. The witnesses for Christ. Who were the witnesses for Christ? Y'all, how many of y'all know? Let me get over the mics. The witness for Christ, everybody.
Witness for Christ. Unmuted.
Yeah, who was the witness? The key. Now,
who
this
the
ain't taught.
The key. Now, this ain't taught.
Okay, somebody got on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to echo. See, remember, y'all, when y'all listen to me, when y'all... Yeah, I know, but y'all might have to put yourself on mute, too, when people come on, because if y'all, I'm going to do one at a time, because remember, we on a bandwidth that echo and mess us up. So if you have
calls, I'm on mute.
Okay, I got you. I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to take some calls, but the question going to be the witnesses for Christ. We're going to give it to you. This is not taught. Nowhere in the Western world, unless it's, you know, ear to ear. Let me take a caller. I see, Caddy. I got you coming because this gonna be this. Why we get away? We set you up, baby. Because I know you're over there. Let me get some calls. And you can say what you want. I'm gonna give everybody right now because we got a lot of time. I'm gonna give you 3 minutes. That's a lot of time in talking. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. I'm going to go to 3164 first. 3 minutes. I see you, Caddy. You got that strange number. I got you. 3164. 3 minutes. Go ahead. 3164.
Oh, what's going on? Sorry about that. Hey, what's going on? Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Man, we wonderful. We got you. You got 3 minutes.
All right. Are we still freestyling, or you asked the question? Or?
No. I mean, you could go on what you heard. I want you to make, you know, whatever you heard, you want to maybe remember, you want to say, because I know we'll be holding y'all for a long time. I want to make sure y'all get all y'all want out. Then you can ask a few questions. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, check this out. So, yeah, Yeah, man. So it's real fishy with that bridge collapse. It's real fishy, man. It's a real, you know, there's a lot of stuff behind that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, the Fern Hollow Bridge, right? That went down, you know what I'm saying, when Joe Biden was pushing that that Build Back Better thing. Biden was pushing that. So that went down on 1/28, right? So that's January 28th. But the funny thing about it is this bridge went down at 1/28 in the morning. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, another thing is with this bridge, they said it was supposed to have like electric magnetic fields or something like that, you know, prior to what happened. You see what I'm saying? And saying, and it was telling people to stay off their phones. That was kind of weird. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another thing is, okay, why did it hit a right turn? Why didn't just, you see what I'm saying? Why didn't it just drop the anchor past the bridge? Why did it go and then turn hard into the bridge? You see what I'm saying? That didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Another thing is there was another bridge that burst into flames in Ohio right after it. You see what I'm saying? You heard about that?
Well, that's what they said earlier.
Bridge burst right into flames.
Yeah, somebody told me about that bridge. Yeah. Go ahead. That is strange. Strategically strange, because these are what I consider, they call them all the time, transportation intersections. This is our supply line. So our supply lines are being destroyed some form of fashion through a damage of a bridge or something hitting it. So that is something we should be thinking about here, especially with food at a serious pace of inflation. But go ahead. You got more time. You got 2 minutes.
Just said that it went out two times, and it said it went out two times, and they said it was it took, they said it went out two times, and then it lost course two times, right? So that's 2 and 2. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there goes that 2, 2, 2. That Build Back Better.
Yeah.
That Build Back. Yeah. These signs. You see what I'm saying? These codes.
Yeah. I like that. I like how you put that together, right? Because he did it during the Build Back Better. Absolutely. Go ahead. Keep going. Got 1 minute.
And the crazy thing about it is, you see what I'm saying? That happened on Nancy Pelosi's birthday. You see what I'm saying? One of the bridges, that bridge in Ohio, that was like the 84 or 48.
That corridor. Yeah.
So if you put those together, it's 84. You know what I'm saying? Nancy Pelosi was 84. You see what I'm saying? Brandon Scott was born on 8/84. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's the mayor. That's the mayor of Baltimore, right?
That's right.
And
look
how
he's
talking.
Nancy Pelosi was born in Baltimore, right? Well, hold on. Did you see? She was over Baltimore. Her family out of Baltimore. Did you all see now that all this in the area? Baltimore, Maryland, Pelosi, all this. Now think about this. What he just said. He said that. It's her birthday. She's trying to come back. She's trying to come back? This is how you know this is some satanic shit going on here, because how the hell would Nancy Pelosi want to come back after all that's going on? Ain't nothing good happened to her here. Her husband got hijacked by a gay dude, and everybody just forgot. I think they put a bop gun on. I'm not making this up, y'all. I'm serious about this. They may be causing people to have dementia. I'm serious. I'm not making this up, because have you ever seen how people can't remember shit that's heavy duty? I mean, if I told y'all pensions in jeopardy, and then I say it, I'm crazy. Now, as soon as CNN tell y'all in a couple more months, y'all gonna be, don't bother me now. Don't call me. We ain't gonna be listening to that shit no more. But this is getting crazy. Now, this brother just came and told you how many bridges he named. And look at the dates. Now, again, y'all, we played a show about, maybe we played the tape a couple weeks ago on the white boy came on, and on the video I got from them, and they said they've been burning up poultry plants and all this type of stuff. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all. Meat, vegetables, we all got the essentials of life. I want y'all to think about now. You can't really say they can't fuck the food up. You can't say it. It's impossible, because even though you might be thinking you're eating good and everybody think they're eating right, if the supply chains get jacked up and you can't get your shit at the store, people who growing shit, they going to ransack your ass like you have lost all your mind. You watch and see. Because they people going to become just like the movie and games. I'm telling y'all where this is going. The more y'all watch this stupid shit, the more we going to be mesmerized. This is a psyops at the highest level. When I say psyops, once we put on the glasses and go into virtual, because we're doing it on Facebook. We are making ourselves avatars on Facebook right now. So you could imagine, you can only imagine what they're planning because, again, somehow we are living in this matrix. It's unbelievable. I got some more callers. I'm going to take some more. I'm telling y'all. Think about this now. Y'all mentioned, I still ain't heard nobody say who the faithful witness is. I got, this ended. Now, one of the faithful witnesses, I'm going to give y'all a clue. Got to give y'all a clue. One of the faithful, I told people this, those of you who know me good, I said they cloned one of the Egyptian people. I don't say it, y'all. I told you they cloned one, not Michael Jackson. No, they did a female. They cloned a female. And today, that female will be revealed in the witnesses for Christ. And I'm going to put it together for you soon. All right, let me get some more callers. 9161. 9161. Put yourself on mute.
Yeah, Bones, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Good to have you. Happy whatever you want to call it.
Man, look here, man. Let me tell you something. Brother Frank, he was bringing up everything I was going to bring up, but I want to elaborate on a little more. See, a lot of people are not paying attention to who that governor is up there. His name is Wes Moore. All you got to do is go Council of Foreign Relations, his name right there, Council of Foreign Relations. That mayor hang out with Buttigieg. He was at a party, one or two or three black men at a party, you know, with Buttigieg. Who came out the other day? Pete Buttigieg. Ain't he the Transit Secretary? Huh? Ain't he
Damn.
So, yeah, when I first heard about it, I said, well, I know, let me wait to see about, you know, maybe about 10 o'clock. Well, Biden was going to Baltimore that day. Didn't he stop there? Didn't he come out and say the federal government going to redo the bridge? Why didn't Senator Marine Group redo the bridge? The ship got insurance on it. Oh, so you thought this was an accident, didn't you? The ship, like he was saying earlier, I'm not going to elaborate too much on that because 84, the bridge in Ohio was Interstate 480, 84 again.
Yep.
All right, in California, where he's at, Governor Gavin Newsom just announced the other day that they're going to put 480 traffic cameras. Who names the lazy cousin? They're going to be monitoring to say they're trying to stop the crime in Oakland. They said, we're going to put 480 cameras up. Just told you putting up surveillance cameras. You ain't got to tell me the number. They're just running, they're running games all on you. That's all they're doing. Now, check this out. While they was running, while everybody was running around, Biden has put an executive order in on March, or it might be the FBI as well. They are saying if you are extremists, they can come and take your guns from you. Yes, this is that little NE. You can Google it. It's National Extremist Protection Resource Program. Something like that thing. It was called NERPO. Nobody don't know about it. It happened on the 23rd. Now, you know how you know this thing was playing? I'm going to ask you a question. Who saw the movie Left the World Behind? Anybody saw it?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did.
Didn't a ship lose control?
Lose control. lost all control. Went straight.
Come on, man.
That's real.
Check this out.
That's real. Lost control.
I'm bring something to you.
Yeah.
When Biden told you the other day that this going to cause the loss of millions of dollars and 15,000 jobs. Well, the unions are about to go to a strike because guess what? They are trying to make all these ports automated. In the Build Back Better infrastructure bill, they actually wanted to have automation ships. They got one in California, a warehouse with 150 robots, port of ships. Yeah, they're doing that. Yeah, so this is a strategic attack. It could be a cyber attack, but it also was called a black swan event known to regulate Maryland economy. Now check this out. I'm going to bring this up. A lot of people don't know this. Baltimore, Annapolis has Prince George's County was at one time one of the richest black districts in the country.
That's right.
You know how many people? You know how many black people got money in Baltimore? I got family live up there. Matter of fact, I just got a ticket from Baltimore last week from a speed camera, $40, and they only gave me 4 or 5 days to pay. I said, now how the hell this happened? I don't even know where I was at. And they said, yeah, they sent it to me at 7:31.
I hate that, man. Yeah, that's crazy. Now, that's real, though. That's real.
Now, look, but so I said, okay, but a lot of people don't know these bike lanes and all these things. A lot of things are passed in COVID. Then they told you that you had a 22 immigrant crew on the bridge, not on the bridge, on the ship. And this captain of the ship was named Sergio. He's a citizen of Ukraine. I'm like, what are y'all people thinking that just want no plan? Now, watch this now. I'm going to throw a little cap in there because a lot of people don't understand something. Somebody mentioned something about Tennessee earlier. The Department of Homeland Security just sent letters to mayors in Tennessee. This will be our next immigrant stop here. Okay? This DHS now. Same people that, you know, already did the house. Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah, those same guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, so you think this did it thing was all a side. Then I'm going to tell you something. So Biden comes in. They say the Coast Guard, we don't put the ship off. And then they go to New York to have this little fundraiser. You know, make a good $25 million. Yeah, then Lizzo and Queen Latifah and all the usual suspects. You know, Obama, the Build Back Better crew, who done destroyed plenty of lands. Obama, Clinton, as a matter of fact, that governor of Maryland, he wasn't there, but he used to work under George Bush, too. It was Obama, Clinton, and Biden. And they had Lizzo. Then she comes out and says, I quit the industry. I'm tired of the public dragging me. Well, hey, look, you shouldn't have been in the work there, Obamas. But I was glad to see the pushback that Obama tried to calm the ground, cow down and say, we all got to come together on it and then to chop this whole thing off. Since you talking about, because I'm on the river right now, and I had to move from the spot because I said, well, damn, it's transgender day of visibility. I looked back, and I saw a damn transgender riding a damn bike doing backflips. I said, let me get the moving. And I said, well, dang, if it's transgender day of visibility. I said, well, we ought to have known this anyway, because when you look at an Easter egg, right, doesn't the Easter egg have all those different colors? They kind of got you anyway. I mean, you know, they're already showing you. Look at the colors of those. Look at the colors of that transgender flag. And this is the last thing I'm going to say. Y'all got to understand, a lot of things are going on that we are not paying attention to. Not only is that bridge. Now, you know, in Baltimore, 500. Now, let's check this out now. Those workers are making $80,000 to $100,000. The word is that they are telling these workers they're going to put you on unemployment, right? Or you can go into your 401k. What? You got emergency backup funds. You got a highway disaster fund. You can pay these people their money. But, you know, they also said that the bridge may take 6 to 10 years to finish. Well, guess what? That's Agenda 2030, man. Come on, they got you again.
I got to thank you on that because that's it. I said to myself, they doing the infrastructure up to redo it. It's like now they do it during the resurrection of the so-called what we do. I'm telling you, I've been saying this for how long?
This is a big psyop, man.
Yeah. But hold on. And I'm going to give everybody a chance. I got some more calls, but I got to have my brother come in very quick. He's been waiting, and I've been calling him. He, I see you. Brother Ray, I'll bring you in now. Now, again, we just like to bring Ray, you make a little back. Ray, are you able to talk? Ray, Brother Ray. Brother Ray. I don't know what's going on. Brother Ray, you're going to tell me where you at. All right, let me go to 1-877. If you got no, if you are unmuted. All right, I'm going to get somebody. Let me go to 3274. 3274, bring you in now. That wasn't Brother Ray. Let me go to 5. So many y'all on this line now. Caddy, I'm coming to you soon because we still got time. Coming to you at the bottom of the hour. 5922. 5922. I'm bringing you in.
Hello, Brother Jarbone. They went on a call. Good show as usual. The Texas column.
I think
we need to just pay attention to the play that's going on. We can even date it back to, because we always got to study history and policy, right? When Bill Clinton signed that NAFTA deal, right, and we wonder why China is taking over everything.
Right.
They even showed some guys just wrote a book. I was watching alternative news the other day. They wrote a book about how America was using the Chinese to spy on the Soviet, right? The Soviet Union, right? Mm-hmm. Not knowing that the Chinese so-called was doing them a favor, but they had some dealings on the back end, and they ended up screwing us in the deal. So we wonder why California and everything else is owned by China, right? So, and then we can go to Henry Kissinger. We can go all down the line of that. Now, we talking about jobs that are leaving with businesses closing, going bankrupt. They have U.S. Steel now. A friend of mine, Shaq, sent this article to me on Fox News. You know, they got a deal to sell it to the Japanese. So all this global agenda that they got going, they've been sold us out years ago.
Right.
Our pensions, 401k, 403b, 457.
That's right.
All of them. I got all
that's
of that
right.
in 2008
that's
when I saw all them nurses lose 30 to 40% of their retirement. You think Gay Bama bailed them out? Did Gay Bama bail them out? No, he didn't. He bailed the banks and Wall Street out, right? And you have people like Larry Fink and then the Jew boy who went to it with Candace Owens talking about why do people need
Rabbi
to retire with Social Smith. Security? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they just need to continue to work for the rest of their life. What? That's impossible. I'm in a medical field. Anything can happen. You get sick and get counseling, you're disabled. That's not true. Or you just get old and get sickly. If you pan into a system, that's what it's for. But let's talk about that. I'm on the money now. Social Security, right now, they're talking about raising the Democrats, the Social Security age. I kept telling people that was going to come. The Republicans, no, I'm sorry, they want to tax the rich to get more on the Social Security. And I'm going to get to why it's being drained. And
mm-hmm.
Medicare, too, to get more into Medicare. And then you have the Republicans saying raise the age for Social Security. Now, Social Security and Medicare all together, I'm going to say maybe one of them $175 trillion debt, the other one's like $200-some trillion debt, right? Now, why are we coming into this? When you push agendas with low birth rates, you push homosexuality, you push trans, you push breaking up the family. Remember, they started with our people first, right? So nobody's procreating and producing. And you wonder why they're sending people from foreign countries here, right? So it was destined to be designed to fail. When, who was that? Roosevelt, the president, the one that created it. The reason he did it because he was expecting the age post people die at 60. So if people die at 60, well, guess what? There's money coming in. Well, guess what? Today, people are living what?
Longer. Long. Yeah. So
get ready for 20.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. No, I'm saying you're right.
Get ready for 2033 for it to be insolvent because you will only get 70% of your benefits. Now, people my generation, BJ Frank, who just spoke, I don't know about the other callers, but our generation, most of us are millennials, we probably don't get a dime out of it, and our kids
no,
not going to get a dime
you're
out of it. So when we going to start taking control of our money, and
now,
you can do it
exactly
if you pick
right.
up a book and read it. The wealthy
no.
did it. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't read. We won't
now,
pay attention because guess what? They got us in the tank. They got
now,
us in the tank while they robbing our pockets.
They rob. Now, the thing with the money. This is what I tell people all the time. I mean, unfortunately, agriculture, you see these gods that we said earlier, we're still going to pertain this to this ancient Easter thing because we see that all this is involved with this. Warlike,
mm-hmm.
Food, they say agriculture.
Correct.
It seems like everything that we at war with is that on this same scale. Like, you know, who's taking control of the agriculture? Who's taking control of the real estate? The real estate,
correct.
And then with them hitting these, now this is where it gets deep, everybody. Remember, y'all just said yourselves, how do we know they sell the country out? I mean, you just said, all y'all just said that they already did this. You on point. I'm never going to say, because I've been showing, this was going on when I was born, so obviously now it's at the stage where, okay, a debt got to be paid. A debt got to be paid. And obviously through politics, we trying to eat. Everybody trying to get something out of your government. But if you think about it on a psychological level, y'all, don't spiritual level, they made us hate our homeland. Almost like the Wizard, they made us hate our home. And then when you don't know that what people say is true, it has to be true. It's impossible to have all these people, because I'm going to tell y'all something. If that was that much stuff in the middle of the ocean that they say they claim, you don't think they would have been already, like, looking for them ships, all that gold they claim is down there and all the stuff they say they make us believe, or are they getting it in secret? But somehow, every country, y'all just said today, every all this line, every country, including BRICS, is going back to gold and silver. Now, I'd rather have, remember the premise is, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
That's how they treat you.
Kirk Franklin told you that way, I guess. But I'm telling you, why is every nation on the planet Earth consolidating precious metals as their currency now?
Well, you got the state going
in
you got the state. Texas is doing it. And another thing about the real estate, Texas is about to crack down on all these real estate investors who buying up these homes and these properties because people are not being able to afford to you know, buy these homes because they telling you to rent. Well, if the rent's $2,200, how are you going to save up for a home in the future? So we got to focus on local and state politics should be our focus. And Texas still trying to succeed from the United States, and we're getting closer and closer.
Now, that would be interesting because, again, I told you that Texas had a profound agreement with Mexico. See, Mexico wanted to end slavery, but the Texas people over them land still wanted to keep it going. That's why that Juneteenth stuff is so popular at that time, because of how Mexico had left. And Pancho Garcia, I keep telling y'all, the Buffalo Soldiers is already kicking ass in those areas. And y'all forget these parts of the story because I watched the Buffalo Soldier one day. I tell y'all, this is unbelievable. What a group. Unbelievable. I mean, dude, they showed as far as you can get them and showed the regiment. I said to myself, these the cowboys, the rodeo people, everything, and yet, you know where most of them went? Into Mexico and to hide. And they don't teach you that history because they make you say, whoa. Because Mexico owned half of Texas all the way up to California. That's a fact. That's just a fact. And so it wouldn't be surprising that Texas be the Lone Ranger, which would be the black, being the one who do it now. It's the only way it's going to be done. I don't think it's that hard. Bad read. It's not that hard, everybody. First of all, even if you think it's hard, it's not. You know how easy this is? And I tell people, I've been saying it. All you got to do is denounce your political affiliation. Just say, boom. I'm independent. I guarantee on both sides of the fence, everybody. I don't care if you're Democrat, left brain, right brain. You will cause a cataclysm, and now, uh-oh. That's how simple it is. That's why they say the pen is mightier than the sword. It's thinking. There's no wisdom behind what we're doing. Everything is a free-for-fall, a scam, a pyramid. You've been trained by a pyramid scheme so long that you can't be honest about you trying to take money. I mean, because everything you've been taught, since I've been going to everything, is a pyramid scheme because it's always a ruler at the top. All right? You tell me a group that everybody is with.
Right? You're right.
Give me one.
But Brother Dry Bones, why do we get away from the laws of nature? The laws of nature, we know it's the opposite to everything, right? So if we know right from wrong, you shouldn't be worried about being a part of no Republican or Democrat. It should be what is right or wrong. And that's how Sonny Halston got her behind embarrassed. Shout out to the brother who wrote the book who came on The View. He said, first of all, I'm independent. That killed them on the inside. I mean, it just sucked the life out of him. And that's what we need to go. Don't follow with no sides. Your vote is up for grabs. Your support and money is up for grabs.
You had him trying to play that card game.
hold on, Huba, think about what we're saying now, because the idea is not bad at all. That's a great idea. The concept is now we have to fund ourselves to go out and convince these people that to do this. Now, we got a short window here. This is how crazy this is, y'all. This Twilight Zone shit. I got you coming in, Brother K. I'm going to show you. This Twilight Zone shit. She named the person. This Twilight Zone stuff, I told you. Now, here it is. Black folks at the emphasis of actually figuring this out, and then they'll come up with this unbelievable game of saying that we are going to do a
and we'll see what happens with the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Right,
that's going to tell a lot.
That's going to tell a lot. Diversity, but this DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Now, this shit here is what the mayor of Baltimore is standing on. They trying to
That's
say
exactly what he said.
They trying to say bridges are collapsing because of the diversity of equity. I mean, just crazy shit. Now, again, I'm gonna tell you, I told y'all this. When you do their cult world, the reason why I told you this is why I did not say that they worshiping the goddess mother. The men somehow, don't ask me how, but I'm telling y'all, this is not normal. The men are transforming themselves into a woman qualification. I said, man, this is unbelievable because it's done on so smooth. They got everybody just about to watch all this bullshit. We don't watch Flip Wilson. We don't watch everybody. Even white men put on dresses and stuff. And you know how
that new chiller movie just came out last week.
Right. Now, we're going to go to that because, see, this is part of the sex cult. Of Easter. This is the part that you think you ain't participating in, but you really are, because based on the fact that this is what is being propagated throughout all social media. That's the only reason why Puffy gets a lot of hits. You know how much money they're making from social media? Because if you all just said what I'm thinking, we about to hear this. Now, I'm going to go to I've got to bring this brother in because he's over there. Now, I told you, there is the witnesses. This is in the original stuff. I didn't make this up. This coming out of their mouth. This y'all all named everything. They said, who are the witnesses for Christ? Along with the educating the prince, the brother did his best to encourage the growth of Christianity in Exum. Most Christians in the kingdom were foreign merchants, though they were small numbers of native Christians as well. Traditionally say that the apostle Matthew introduced the gospel to Ethiopia, meaning the dark skin. The eunuchs converted Philip, and may have been from Ethiopia as well, though the scholars think that Queen Candace, whom he served, was actually from Nubia rather than Sudan, rather than the Exum. Now, I told people, y'all remember the Queen Candace, the picture? Just look at Candace Owens and Queen Candace from the ancient picture. Look, and now she's in trouble for sticking up for calling Jesus King of Kings. This is what the whole thing was based on, y'all. Calling Jesus. Now, because remember, they got her on tape saying that she didn't care nothing about religion. They got her on there saying that. I don't give a damn about religion, blah, blah, blah. But now, all of a sudden, she has a manifestation. Go look it up. She has a manifestation now. She's getting kicked off the show for being anti. Now, this is, I'm telling y'all, this is where we get to deep stuff when we deal with what y'all said earlier. See, they said the brother of merchants. They encourage foreign Christian merchants to practice the faith openly, and then they engage in evangelicalism and became converts among the Ethiopians. Now, I said myself, when I started getting deeper and deeper from their own dictionaries and stuff, I said, uh-oh. Something ain't sounding right here. So I just want y'all to know, this is big. Remember, the World Health Organization, all the Bible stories. They even had Haile Selassie in the Marley movie. He was one of the premises because he was on the horse with Haile Selassie. I mean, this is getting deep, everybody. And Britain, I want y'all to know, Britain are claiming to be the Hebrew Israelites. Like we said, there was a white man back in the day called Return for Tomorrow. He had a show come on back in the day. I mean, a good one. I can't think of his name. He was old white boy. He had videos showing, and he was good. He was saying all the holiday was fake. I said, why could white people say all this and still be big? You know, because he was saying that.
Hey, was that show called The Plain Truth by the old white man, The Plain Truth you talking about?
Yeah, he used to come on, and he had The Plain Truth come out. The Plain Truth, Armstrong. His name was Armstrong something. And Armstrong, this white boy, used to have these things come out. And I said, one, I said, how are you able to say the same thing that Yahweh's was saying? Because the Yahweh's was saying that the Jewish holidays was only for Yahweh, blah, blah, blah. And then the other groups were saying the same thing. Just, I said, wait a minute. I looked this up, y'all. I ain't making this up. It's going to be a world religion. It's going to be called ecumenicalism. I know it sounds crazy. I probably heard some of this before. But they going to look what they're doing with the religions. When the religions went to the hermaphrodite where they did all the colors and stuff, they doing a holy amalgamation. Remember, they all say this. Now, this comes from science now. Don't blame me. They said that before men become a man, we women first, and then we, whatever, go into the next frustrations and frustrations and frustrations. Now, I want y'all to know something now. You got to know
science. You were talking about Herbert Armstrong, by the way.
Herbert Armstrong, that boy was bad back in the day. That white, I used to watch that white boy late at night in Buffalo. He would come on with this shit. He was similar to the Yahwehs, but he was white. And I could say, damn, he's saying the same. But the rest of the white people was believing this. I'm like, damn, that's weird. A white dude was saying the same exact thing. He was saying the British people thought they was the Hebrew Israelites. Go look. That was his number one book. About the, I said, damn, these people think they from the Hebrew Israelites too. So we got a group of people around the world claim to be, and let me just tell y'all something so y'all won't get us twisted. In Yahweh, according to these scriptures that I got here, it's okay to kill. That's a fact. It's okay. What they call profiteering is what is said in these Bibles, in Quran. All this shit is in there. So I want to know today. We battling the gods. We battling. Myself. Go ahead. Since you got it. Yeah, go ahead. I got Brother Caddy, you next. I got you in the loop, so you right after her. Get a chance to think about some stuff we talking here. We're going to get deep today because you in Ethiopia. Go ahead, sister. Hurry up. I'll give you 3 minutes.
Okay. I just want to say good morning, everybody. And what you just said earlier, when you said, oh, we are under attack. Is the United States office under attack? And I say absolutely. We are under attack. And it's not the kind of attack that is the obvious, you know. Somebody come over here and come in, you know, with their missiles, war, and stuff like that, and, you know, like attacks that goes on in other countries that we take part of. Mm-hmm. We're under a silence attack. I think
it's quiet wars. Weapons, quiet wars by my man. That boy, that book is deep. Silent weapons, quiet wars. Go ahead. You're right. You're hitting them. That's exactly what was said to be happening. Go ahead.
And then you were talking about, you know, we were talking about earlier about the gods and goddesses. If you look at Greek, Roman, you look at all the gods, the god of earth, the god of waters, god of sun, which is Helios, the, you know, all these different gods, they represent the earth, the sun, the moon, the agriculture, but they all have different names. Because I looked them up, and I was like, wait a minute. And that's kind of odd, because when you look at around the country about the gods, the Sumerian gods, they all represent a particular thing, but they keep changing their names. Just
yeah,
like the
that's right.
Here.
That's it. Change names.
But it's the, but yeah, it's the same exact people, and the things that's happening, you have a god of volcanoes. You know, it's like so many different goddesses of everything that harms Mother Earth, which is another god. So we have to sit there and say, we're under attack. Who are we under attack with? And I say that I have to go back to the Book of Enoch. And I don't read a lot of books, but that's a book that has touched my soul, my spirit, my intellect, because you can actually look at what's going on in our country. And I believe the slaves of the fallen angels are the Democrat Party. There's no way to slice it, cut it, or to ignore it. And if we just use facts, since Biden's been in office, we have multiple wars. We have our infrastructure being attacked, food supply being attacked, oil being attacked. Those are things that you need to survive.
Everything.
So
I can see.
So they bring up P. Diddy. Why P. Diddy? Because they love to have a sacrificing moments and dates, and they've probably been sitting there waiting on his ass like they was waiting on Prince when he told us about the chemtrail. They sit and wait. When are we going to destroy his ass? Okay? Because you know damn well sex trafficking is going on in that Democrat Party to the utmost. So you want to take another black man down? Black people who support Democrats over some sex trafficking? Yeah, he was a freak. But it's a lot of them out there. Does he need to go to jail and get ridiculed in front of his children that he loves so much? He always prays black people. Yeah, we're going to sit there and watch him take them down like we did our other black people because that's what they do, distract us.
That's a good topic. You're saying that, okay, they went after him because, yeah, they all self-trafficked. It sounded like Epstein. We just found, y'all just said earlier, he connected to the Playboy Mansion. He's doing the same exact thing. So basically.
What about Nickelodeon guy who got in trouble the same day?
Yeah, but I'm saying, it's a lot of them getting caught. Now, is this part of what they said? Because remember, we did hear this from the QAnon people. I hope y'all remember. We've been doing this for a long time now. Y'all remember we had the QAnon people. Was talking that stuff and they thing, and we was all looking, reading into it. They were saying that it's coming, all these indictments, all this stuff coming. So, hey, just because it don't come when you think it is, it might be coming on time. Now, let me go back to, because I want to make sure we still on premise. I want to keep it to the cult. Y'all, this is a cult. Y'all even saying it. But look what the names are. These are like ISIS, Ishtar. This ain't the normal names that we accustomed to saying, and then when you get deep into it, you say, it's a war going on. Now, what is it going to be like is the question, because they want to create a new human being. That's what it's all about, transhumanism. They want all of us to be amalgamate into a new being. That's like what they said in the Bible story.
Get rid of the human. That's right.
Yeah.
Get rid of us.
Right. And get a new group. Okay. Hold on. Let me get my brother. Brother Caddy. You got so much that I ain't want to put nothing on. I said, but you had, for those of you who know, he's some beautiful pictures, man. Let's get into how Mexico, because I think y'all sent me something about this was the Garden of Eden was over here based off this story they were telling about how Mexico and America and with the Atlantis. Go ahead and give us your thoughts, and then let's go with the Ethiopian Queen Candace and let's just have fun with what we always talk about because, you know, you're on there. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Always, man. You know.
I don't know how much minutes. I don't want to get dropped off.
I forgot about that. Yeah, Okay, go ahead.
It's all good. Number one, Upper Egypt is Ethiopia. Lower Egypt is Tamaray. Which we call with the Giza and everything, the two witnesses is Moses and Elijah, because they appeared, although 2,000 years apart, they came as witnesses. So Elijah was an angel who came before. And so that's part. So, yeah, the crucifixion, you're right, it didn't come to the 7th century, that the photos, and that was Simon Bar Jesus. And you'll find him in Acts chapter 13, and he was the one that Paul made people think had following. He was a sorcerer, and they crucified him in Rome in Basilica, what they call St. Peter's Basilica. So
right.
That image of that Jesus is the bar Jesus and not the real Jesus. So that took place in Rome.
What about that book of Simon? Remember that time you said that movie? I heard that book of Simon that they had with the black kids that was based off everybody being Jesus at that time. It was a bunch of Jesuses. So that's why they had these names. But go ahead. Yeah. I think y'all had told me about that movie. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that was just images. So a lot of times they come up with these black images. It's because he was considered a sorcerer. So anybody, y'all just write it down. Acts 13, go read it. Y'all read it.
Yeah.
And see that they talking about Simon Bar-Jesus, the sorcerer.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Then the story of Mary they missing is Jesus was 2 years old when the wise men followed the starship. And I'm going to say starship because I ain't go playing around no more games. You call them UFOs, whatever you want to call them.
Exactly.
They followed the starship, and he was 2 years old. when they found him. Okay, so he and where he, his mother is from Ethiopia, by the way. His first wife, Mary Magdala, which was the disciple, and he had another wife, which is Martha, her sister, and their brother was Lazarus. So, and then another thing, rabbits do not lay eggs. And so the primordial egg came from King Tut.
You know, right. So, but that's what I'm saying. Don't lay eggs, but she's not really a rabbit. It's a personification of a woman, but they made her a rabbit. It's like, you know, it's like a metaphor. So, yeah, it would come from a woman. We're looking at it as a rabbit. I don't know why they did it, but I did hear that the rabbit in Chinese is the woman, because she symbolized she's able to eat it at night. She's nocturnal, like for the Venus type thing. I said, oh, so they got the moon system and they chart, and then y'all got Ethiopia. Now let me ask y'all, because what is the new year for Ethiopia by your idea? Because it's different. What is it then? Because I know they don't follow the same.
September 11th. September
11th. Oh my God.
And not the year is currently 2016.
Not September 11th.
No, it's 2016 right now.
Give us that connection with the Omelet heads, that's just in Mexico. Give us that history. Mm-hmm. That was deep.
Oh, the Omelets. Okay, yes. I still refer to my book, and people. I got a book called Nine Eyes, Nine Deceiving Faces. The Omelets are, it's 19 of them, and reason why I showed you, because the Anunnaki are going to suck up 19 great Omelet heads in the air. They're going to light them on fire, and they're going to send them back to the earth. And then once they hit, it's going to go 19 miles into the earth in a 90-mile radius. And from that statue is going to have a body passed through the head, and with a sword, it's going to remain chopping. And that's why they made of granite. So that's
okay,
coming. The great and dreadful day is coming. That's why the Omic heads are placed there.
What can they look that up? Because I know I want them to be able to follow. That's in the book. Where is that coming from? What book is that they're saying? An Ethiopian book?
This is my book I wrote.
I'm saying, but you're saying that, okay, mm-hmm. for instance, because you've seen some of them statues over there. They have one in Ethiopia where it's like a dragon. Was in the cathedral in Ethiopia, I mean, in stone. I mean, they've chiseled out a whole cathedral in stone and out of a mountainside. I was like, wow. And they showing them black. They show their God. I've seen the pictures. They got a whole bunch of people going through Europe, to do archaeologicals. They got all their guys looking like them, pointy nose, just like they say. They got the same look as every group. So I'm trying to say, well, why is it that most of Africa don't try to consolidate with Ethiopia being the beacon of the gold and silver? So you think Ethiopia is now going along with the BRICS for gold and silver? You think the economy gonna be better? Because I mean, that's part of the prophecy of fulfillment. You think that you see that fulfillment in those type of prophecies?
Well, the Ethiopian kingdom got suspended after my great-great-grandfather, King Tedros, fell at Magdala in 1868.
There you go.
The rest of those, like Haile Selassie, were implants, and so they were there to further divide and destroy Ethiopia. Until today, everybody that's in place have been put in by CIA. So all the leaders now, even in this country, they all had CIA training. Some of them at Ohio University. Those are CIA schools. So they've been had a grip on us. They've been taking over. So the suspension of the kingdom is with.
Let's go with that. Let's go with the kingdom, because that's history for real. I mean, people think we're talking, but there is a battle between Ethiopia and Britain over the remains of what's the king name?
Prince Alemayo.
Yeah. Okay. Now, go look it up, everybody. If you look this up, you can see full display. It's an international battle courtroom bulls going big time for the. Now they still haven't gave him up, but it's still a battle. Believe it or not. Now they say it's the rightful king. I'm not making this up here. That's how me and him met. But it's real that they say that Haile Selassie was not the actual emperor. They got all this history with this. And I'm fascinated by the fact that, yeah, it is kind of strange that, you know, they key in on this one, was one person out of Ethiopian history, out of all the people, it's Haile Selassie. But when you look at it, there's some conflict there. And then you fit in, tell the people where you fit in because of the birthright of being part of the family. You was able to find that out and get that, because that's where people don't realize how deep this is when we be talking about this, because the fact that you have go over there and do with these things. Let me ask you, so the bloodline, they, where is that going now? Because how would that, because it is a battle. How is that going?
Okay, currently right now, I am the heir. The reason why they having a battle over the body is because in the scriptures, like I said, why look for the living amongst the dead? And that applies to Prince because he's not there. Queen Victoria allowed him to live because he was getting threat letters from the current king at the time to bring him back to Ethiopia. And that's how the Lion King story came about. And so what she did, she faked his death, and he went to Palestine and later came to Ethiopia and then had to leave because of Haile Selassie and came to America, and henceforth I was born. So he's my great-grandfather, and they have no gravesite, nobody there. Like, but his body, the real body, is here in Champaign, Illinois, where I was raised at. And he lived to be 113 years old. And that's what you call Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. Now, you telling me now, because, again, all y'all out there listening, let's take Ethiopia from where it is now. You there, and you see all this stuff going on, is there lawyers fighting as well? Because if you're going against Britain and they're going against Britain, obviously this is a real bloodline monarchy type of thing. How do y'all see the governments of Ethiopia today? I mean, are they monarch? Are they socialist? What are they actually?
They got converted to some form of democracy type of deal. But in the Bible, there's a king, Prince Tejo, who will come back and will be king for over 40 years, and there'll be peace. This is in the Bible. And, I do sit in that family bloodline, like, because my father and then was born in America, but his father, my grandfather, was born in Ethiopia, and he is the son of the prince that the other body they're looking for. But, again, there is no coffin. There is no grave, no headstone. It's just a plaque on the wall that said he was buried there. And there was letters saying that they wanted him to go to Ethiopia, but the king wanted to take him in because if the prince would have went to Ethiopia, he would have been king over everybody. And that would have been the end of that.
That's the one in Britain. That's the one they're talking about in Britain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Hey, man, it's a fascinating story, man. But go ahead. Give me the Bible. Now, let's go with the Bible stuff, because how does that work with the Ethiopian religion, since they like, that's some of the oldest Bibles?
Well, the oldest, they got the Orthodox, and there was a conversion going. It got converted by King Azana. Introducing to this new form. But the whole thing is that what was Ethiopia before conversion, and you have to say Jewish. We gave birth to Israel. We gave birth to Abraham. We gave birth to Moses. Moses came from Ishmael. You understand? Muhammad,
right.
Mustafa Al-Amin, who is the prophet in the Quran, he's from Ethiopia.
Right, Enoch.
But see, the difference is that
the book of Enoch is actually Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm.
So now here's what gets deep. Now this is what I told you. It's such a battle here with all this, because again, America over here, we see that the Ethiopians is considered to me a country that has never really been devastated by European powers for some whatever divine reason that may have happened. So that's another thing to look at. Then you got y'all, Candace, Queen Candace. I told you, it's a strange thing. But how do you see it being over the World Health Organization? Because in the very end, right now, y'all are prestigiously in the top tier of a Black African nation. So how's the African vibe there for you? The whole continent style thing. How you feel that?
Well, Well, other than the fun influence going on, just like the suffering of African Americans in America, this we're going under the same undertaking right now.
War.
So no one can sit. And, yeah, it's been a war, been breaking us down. They brought us into poverty. The Garden of Eden is actually here in Ethiopia. It's called Tisabai Waterfalls, and even the Bible described the location. But all that's over here. So their concentration is to keep Ethiopia divided. But like
now,
even if you look at today, with
I would say
about Obama and them, all those people are Hindus because they keep Obama got an African father from Kenya. I'm like, Kenya? Like, first of all, Kenyatta was a tribe, and when they got the independence, they came Kenya, and that was in 63. But Obama was supposed to be born in 61, so how could he have a father that's from a place called Kenya 2 years before it existed?
Yeah,
so
you know,
they came, so all this is bullshit. They Hindus.
Let's take that. Right, now let's go with that. If the Hindu, now we go on transition of color, because again, here's a people just as diverse and pigment and all that, but and we as well. So we got a tribal thing going on where these groups are at war. Now let's go with Ethiopia, because we got what's that area where the Piraten is at? Now Piraten,
Somalia.
Mm-hmm. Somalia. I mean, we got all this stuff going on. The most fierce pirates. They got this, you know, this area. But what do you think? Is Islam a big time over there? I know it's Christian. What's the biggest religion there? Christianity or Islam?
Actually, it's 50% on each side. Islam started here,
right.
Also. But the Arabs today, they into Dina Islam. They taken after the crescent moon, Ishtar, who had dealt with Enoch and dealt with Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh and all them, and that's where the term a jealous guy came out of. So all that's taking place. You know, nothing interesting. The bridge. First of all, you know, what's so interesting. You never heard anything about the Coast Guard.
No.
The Coast Guard. If anybody served in the military, the Coast Guard protect all the waters. Ain't nothing moving no goddamn where.
Where without the
so
Coast
they
Guard.
Already take that shit on purpose.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is a Democrat. Let me tell you what his dealings is.
Wait, tell me what
don't be fooled. I told y'all before, he worked for Obama because he used to come on saying, oh, Obama birth certificate is fake, and then all of a sudden he come up and saying, oh, it's real. All this is bullshit. All of them are – the reason why they say Hindus is because they fallen angels.
Because I like all this because it's good. Because a valid – because remember, they got pictures of him with Clinton at the foundation now. I'll say this. I'm sure he met with Epstein. I don't know what he participated. I'm sure he did with a lot of shit. That, you know, but when you look at this type of thing that is in monarchs and in parts of the world, it's pretty much universal. I don't know what it is about this thing, but people got this. They got their own niche. So, say for instance, if it ain't for that, because somebody got to run the country. I mean, we run what we is. Somebody's going to run this region. Let's just say, let's make it clear to all y'all listening. Somebody's going to run this region, your region. Somebody's going to run it. It's obviously going to happen some form of fashion. But the question, okay, people say Trump. Okay, now, if Trump's saying key words, I say magic words, because it is a magic name. His name ain't Trump. We know that. It's Duff. He was with Tesla. His uncle was with Tesla. And we told y'all, we did show. Remember, you came when we were doing these shows back in the day where it is a dual reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Barron, Trump. They got books about this dude that supposed to have been through Trump. Now, I mean, I'll bring the Twilight Zone. Everybody,
and plus
this Ultra.
Ultra,
right. So I said to myself, what is about Trump? Now, Trump is multifaceted in a lot of ways. I mean, we grew up, he's a salesperson. But the key word, he is CEO. He ran a corporation. He know, see, the politician man is a parasite. He's not a businessman. They like bitches. They could be pimped. That's why you find out how they look when you first get a first politician. They look just like you. You know, they look. Sometimes the women don't look that good. Men don't look that good. But after about 3 years, they be dressed up in Mercedes. So there's got to be a perk level where they're not getting the same thing we get once you get to that level. That's where we at today. We're talking about local government system. I heard you say local government.
It's called lobbyists. It's called lobbyists. When they get in the office, they get paid off by these people.
So
that's why they upgrade.
So they got lobbyists. Y'all know, and the biggest lobbyist, now this is where black folks have a mistake. We can't see, a lobbyist group packs their money, that's what they call super PACs. They pack all their money together to get the initiative they want. It's really easy. And it makes so much sense. It ain't that hard to say. Like, well, damn, yeah.
Like Sam Bankman-Fried, who just got locked up. He had a super PAC also.
Yeah, right. They helped him. He had a super PAC. They're going to give him 25 years in the best prison in the world. He'll be living better than me in prison. Guaranteed. So I ain't worried about that. That's just a joke. But the fact remains that these people are able to do now something so simple is put the money together. Like a Mr. Powdy, look for instance. Let me tell you how dumb this is. Perfect example is this chick, Tiffany Hilliard, in Dalton, Illinois. I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, Mac, you know, she looked like Lil Wayne's sister. That's what if you look at her, if you look at her and Lil Wayne, her and Lil Wayne got to be together on this. It's no way. It's just impossible for me, and I'm just joking, but it's just, you know, because I ain't making this up. I said, Just think about a black municipality in your area letting that happen. Now, how involved would you be? The question is, immediate danger means they need all participation, because obviously we had a critical infrastructure where if, say, sanitation workers and your family members who were helping, the best one who will work and help the family out, what would happen to those types? Think about this, y'all. What would happen to the people in your family who care, be doing all the work, helping out, and then they lose their job? They help you all the time. Then they lose their job. What's going to happen to them? Go be sad. Go be sad. So we don't have no foundation to help anybody in danger right now. See, they got us on a self, me, myself, and I. That's why I was saying they got you on the we. And so what happens is the government is able to get you, all of us, when we do that, because now it's just me, myself, and I. And so what happens is when they do this, now there's no community, so you don't deal with each other no more. There's no really, everything is on an individual. People are kill each other over the phone. You don't text somebody fast enough, they want to go berserk. You don't do these things that TV and the things that they that's how they're getting us.
Your wife want to put you out the house if you don't get vaccinated.
Vaccinations. And so this is a war, and you say, oh, it's easy. No. Simple stuff is not even easy to people who ain't got no sense.
You're right. Don't put you out of the house. You're going to vote Democrat.
Right. Oh, no. Let's
hey, John Bones, you know what's so interesting about this?
Go ahead.
First of all, you can't be a president unless you served in the military, and you can't be a foreigner. And what people, black people here don't realize, white people are foreigners, still foreigners, all of
right.
them.
Right.
Every last single one of them.
Here we go. Now,
so don't tell me about no party.
Hold on.
Because
no,
they don't belong
here.
I'm going to go with that.
Let's go with that premise. I like to deal with the premise y'all give. Now, let's just say they're not from here. Now, here's how I wonder how this is going to work. Because many of you know that they came over here somehow with other people, given these titles. Because remember, they came over here as aldermen and shit. That's where that shit come from. Governors and all that. And then the only one no one talks about is sheriff, the highest jurisdiction in law enforcement. It's sheriff. Because Miami about to be a sheriff state. They said, fuck the police. We're going to have sheriffs. Miami going to be Dade County sheriffs, not no more police. They are, something's going on here. Now, where does that take place at? Now, y'all saying this because, remember, merchants. Y'all saying the white man came over here. He didn't come over here right away. Y'all already explained that the merchant ship shit was going down already. Y'all have already convinced me 100% that we was over all the seven seas. I got my Moore book right here. We was over all the seven seas. Ain't that correct? That I'm making that up. That's what y'all teaching. Mm-hmm. We over the seven seas.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all already claimed these Mississippi is this and... I mean, we got this shit down pat. Boom, boom, boom. Now, notice the battle is, I'm going to tell you what the battle is going to be. But Kelly just said Ethiopia. Then I just seen this up. Somebody sent me that over here was the Garden of Eden. So I said, Now,
can I share something with that,
and look
that
out,
story
look
real
out
quick?
For that Civil War
on
movie,
the Grand
April
Canyon.
12th. That's going to be telling, too.
Yeah. Because, I mean, y'all just going by what y'all said. The Grand Canyon. That's right. The Grand Canyon. All this. Now, I'm not saying that can't be, but then it must be somewhere down the line where this culture was manifested simultaneously at the same time. Because think about it. Either it came out and people did whatever they did. Because how you got the same story? Because even in North America, they got the same type of story. They're wearing feathers. They're wearing drumming. I mean, it's like a universal thing. My question, though, somehow they changed up. Now, this is where we get into science. If you know that you can mutate cells through simple geometry of migration of people, I can screw your whole family up within 3 to 4 generations. That's just a fact. So don't y'all think that's kind of like how shit kind of works, where if you befriend people, it's just take your own household. You could befriend somebody and they end up taking your whole household before you know it. Think about it on a micro macro scale. It's so small.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Right. It's so small. It's so,
you know, Nick, about another point up. Donald Trump, he owns business. He's always on with they say black people, but they all entertainers. They all done business with him. So it's not even about friendship. It's not only about business.
It's business.
And that's the part we need to see past. You ain't seen here with the average black person walking
it's
around.
It's
only
business.
Somebody
now,
who has something.
Now I can only say this. I'm not around him, but I just know the blacks that should, if they remember, I just look at big pictures. Remember, he had these apartments that blacks had. Why the blacks ain't, you know, they ain't wasn't going against them. He was, for up until he became presidential, he was beloved by everybody we know black. That's a fact. So that's why I say we got to have a balance with hypocrisy now. We can't just say all of a sudden he was with women we grew up. He had some of the finest chicks. He had some of the finest black chicks we want to be with. He was around all the blacks up until he became presidential. Then I said, what's going on here? Because I've never seen y'all hate a president as much as y'all hate Trump. And I think that's a psychological thing. I have to look at that because, you know what I say? I said, wow. Now, I looked at what he did. He got his documentary. He went to every country and did the whole shebang. He's the first president to have the Arabs do the dance. Then he went into other countries, Africa too, all because Arabs is in Africa. And he went to these countries. I said, man, it's deep. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If you get a person to say, you give us the money you owe me, and then we deal with you, because I don't gave you too much, America first. Now, just think about it on a craft magic level. America first. Now, that is a sign for the black people, really. Because aren't you first?
America great again.
Yeah, make America great again. I mean, think about it. If you really think this was yours and we was here, you would actually take all the advantages of what they saying, fuck who's saying it, and we jump on it. Because ain't no way all these power zones that came up under Trump. And the only thing y'all should be wondering is if you did have a half-assed border, because COVID, let's be honest, everybody. Let's be magical today. COVID. That's sci-fi right there, that they were able to do a sci-fi psyops on us so good now. Even had the very
Corona, the crown, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you. Even then, I said, man, this is deep as hell. I said, now y'all talking about now, all this was brought up. That's why I say, my man, I'm so happy to have all y'all here, so many voices. But remember, the first thing the World Health Organization, the WHO, they run the world. They telling you, and then they got a movie called The Who, Doctor Who, everything, The Who, the band. You tell me, and I said to myself, now how the hell does this group called The Who can tell everybody that if you don't do this? Now they tested it out all over the world.
Along with the United Nations.
Yeah, all over the world. Trump, I'm going to tell you how I look at this for Trump. Now, just look at it on real level, on balance level. I ain't going to make up nothing because I'll tell you, that's about fact. He tried to tell people that it was an alternative. He told you. Now, he can't do but so much. I mean, you must want people to get killed rather than think. So if I say, you know, hydrochloroquine is able to help some of you, you can see that he only had a certain amount of time. And then as soon as they came and he met whoever he had to meet, he came out of there and they said, warp speed. You was given two dualities. Warp speed should have been like, that's too fast. So y'all didn't think it. So y'all got to think like in a way where I ain't tell you how to think. But
what you saying is, though, with that shot, it's a choice. It wasn't like nobody put a gun to our head to take it.
Right. Thank you. Simple man.
Lose your job. Lose your job. Lose this.
Right. Right.
He gave you a choice.
Get kicked out the military.
Yeah. No. But
yeah.
Now, hold on. That's where the individual jobs who keyed in. Now, remember, y'all just said yourself, super PACs. Don't you know your union? You don't agree with that union or what they pushing, but they getting their union money. And they got their own hierarchy. And they're going to get the money. They're going to have you.
And that's how the mayor of Chicago got in through campaign funds through the union. And that's illegal.
I'm using your state. Now, see, all I'm doing is taking y'all messages and running them back to y'all so we won't be in the
fight.
Hey, drop bones.
Hold on.
Catch up with just one thing I want to say.
Yeah, go ahead. Because I want to see y'all on the same page.
Just one thing I want to say. The only thing I can see America being great again is a black president, black Congress, black everything. Nobody else.
Now, until
so-called African Americans start putting themselves in that position, because you ain't never had no power. You got to depend on somebody else to do something for you. Man, get out of here with that. We're not black. We got away from that black term because black has no standing in law.
Man, you lost right there with that black and African American.
I just want y'all to say, listen right quick so we get some clarity. Now, you and I know that is the beef between a lot of y'all regions. Okay, we know Black Law Dictionary. That was one of the, you got to get that. I understand all that. But I'm saying is, some cases, if you plan to actually do what Brother Caddy just said, then that takes reservoir of resources to make it happen. That means you would have to do a psychological reset on what you're thinking now. And the simplest thing would be to denounce the party. That's the simplest thing. Because you got beef with Trump, and I'm sure white people got beef because white people are mad at Trump for actually not going against that virus. I know the whole scoop with both the black and white, and they got some validity. But I tell people, he gave you two choices. Now, he said, boom, boom, gave you the clue, but y'all want people to get killed. So I said, well, see, that's the Jesus story. See what I'm saying? I'm showing the Jesus story. Y'all want people to get killed. See, because what's really happening is you was going to get what they call Jeriza, which is a Jubilee. That's in your Bibles, right? The year of Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
Where all recompense will have to come back. Now, the dude giving you laws and stuff saying, NATO, man, y'all owe us some money. Boom, you owe us some money. Boom, I got to build my infrastructure up with jobs. Now, what's happening now? They blowing up the infrastructure. You got one dude saying, I'm bringing jobs over here to get jobs, and you got a group now saying, I'm going to blow up these roads. Now, something ain't right here. Now, that's where I'm going with this. If y'all
tell me now, you know what's going to be right?
Hold on.
You know, the basis, 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah.
That's what people don't understand because when you look at, the administration.
Hold on. I'm talking. I ain't asked you to jump in yet. I said that if these people, y'all got to think, because I know y'all already know this, but we ain't trying to figure out here. I need y'all to think about this because you're going to be in a broader arena soon. This shit about to get deep. Imagine what's coming. If gas everywhere is at 4+ here now. I mean, almost to 4. The average price is $3.69. It's going to 4 if you get to now almost 5 in the region.
$2.84 in Mississippi at Sam's Club.
Right. Now you tell me, why would a president, if this is real, and that's why I have to say think, why would a president who just got in give the same group that you hated Trump? I want to see how just both games on both sides of the wing. There is some game to this because why would you give? You said Trump was with collusion with the Russians, but then you cut the deal to cut off our pipeline, which was creating jobs.
Right.
And see, this is what I try to tell you. So this is why I say you got to look at what's beneficial to you. If the dude is giving us cheap gas, able to move around, mobile, ain't trying to put us in some crazy car system that ain't infrastructure yet. Well, if the people who win this, they're going to get the infrastructure, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to lay off everybody. Now, we could talk about who's going to be needed for anything. I don't know anybody's finances. I'm going to bring reality 101 to you. You won't be able to fly. Say something happened over there, Brother Caddy, and something happened with the airline. You over there, you might not ever get back in a twinkle of an eye. So you got to come to the conclusion now of where you at today, everybody, because the way the situation is going, at the present rate of people coming in, I want y'all to think for a minute. People coming in, how long can your local government, the system been kicking local government, before you get upset? Now, when you really get upset, you at a disadvantage because you ain't thinking. When you get too mad, you know we ain't, I don't do, you know you ain't thinking.
Too emotional.
Yeah, too emotional. So how are we going to win? Yeah. Now, I'm going to take some calls. I want to know how you going to win something when we waiting so long, unless we waiting on an extraterrestrial event that y'all, you know, because Brother Carrie, you sound like it's extraterrestrial, because in order for this to happen, signed with a cataclysmic big bang, something got to happen that's abnormal.
Oh, I'm waiting. I already know what's going to happen. I'm okay. Already ready to be in place. I'm not going to sit around and wait. I'm just time happening. Just time.
Okay,
that's all.
So you say, okay, so y'all going now spiritually. I can't speak. I'm just going to go because, you know, I got to deal with the factual stuff. So he's spiritually saying he waiting. Let's go with that premise. You spiritually waiting because we don't know if it's a physical waiting or a spiritual waiting. But let's go with y'all on the lines out there listening. Now, y'all thinking this going to happen with a spiritual alien or a manifestation, or is this going to take some blood, sweat, and tears?
Didn't 50 Cent say he was patiently waiting for a track to explode on?
Somebody tell me. I'm going to take some of y'all back online. Try to keep yourself limited. I'm going to play this one tape because, see, I ain't leaving this premise that y'all under the ancient gods that I don't think y'all want to hear. They ain't from here, but then we'll figure that out later. 7696. Go ahead. I'm going to give you an opportunity to say something. Y'all been holding.
Dry bones, Brother D.
So, Brother D, what's happening? I see that number. I said, yep. There you go. Ahead.
I wanted to comment on them ships. You know, on every accident, ever since they've been sailing the seas, they got it recorded. Any accident, any lost ship, anything, they got an actual recording, because before you leave the dock, they got to log everything.
That's right. That's right.
And they put it's like equivalent to the what you call that the congressional records. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with the ships, the ship manifest is just as serious as that, because you can take people, you can disrupt the whole economy. Like, you can bring fucked up invasive species to certain areas and ruin it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can bring a plant from Africa to America, and they have a certain bug on it, it'll fuck up the whole grain crop. I'm just saying, you know, like,
no, that's
verbatim.
True. No, that's true. That's true. I know what you're saying. They can bring in invasion, which would be what most the 7
like a virus.
Now, hold on.
Yeah, like evasive. It's considered an evasive species.
That's what merchants brought. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's just what I have wanted to comment. And I think it's going to be blood, sweat, and tears, and it's going to be spiritual at the same time.
So a duality. Okay. I say four. A duality. Because what happens is, somebody out now, I want y'all to know these secret words. Like, I was taught by Dr. Ishwild and all crazy and a few other people back in the day said something deep. Like, Matthew was the Mayat. That's actually the if you look up the book of Mayat and look up Matthew, it's the same story. So I said, man, you got to have balance. Yeah, you got to have balance. That's the problem. Because you can't get too hyped out that you don't want to do nothing. See, this is how this works. We don't want you to be fearful. Because you get too fearful, then you don't want to do flying. Then you don't want to do this. You're scared to go to the grocery store. No, still, you got to be in your reality as well.
Like the lockdowns and COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Because what happens is, that is a hurtful thing to have elderly, which I'm going to tell everybody. I know y'all don't like to hear this stuff, but And when New York State allowed the elderly to be, let me show you how crazy we are. Unbelievable. When New York State, when Cuomo put COVID people in the nursing homes, we should have been like, and then they had it where they was throwing bodies in this ditch in New York. Now, again, I thought that was the strange thing, and nobody ever went and sued, and nobody, there's no talk about it.
Thing happened in Illinois with the veterans in those veteran homes. They died. Nobody said a word.
No, and they claimed they were throwing them in. Actually, there's pictures of them supposedly burying mass people in a part of New York State where the COVID people was at. People couldn't go see their family. This is well documented. I've seen some documentary because Tubi is the shit. Y'all don't watch documents, boy. You better watch some Tubi, boy. They have your ass. You be on everything in a minute. But I say this. Now, I want y'all to think about this because, again, it's so entrenched with the black people. I don't want y'all to ever think blacks is not a part of this. Yes, they are. It's impossible to take our people out of the equation because when you think about the whole story, they still, they got a movie coming out. They got a movie coming out about the albinos. I mean, they got people doing stuff about this. Now, I say again, somebody making a lot of noise there. Put yourself on mute because I hear a lot of background. That's how I don't know who that is. That's why I be picking out. Please, just mute yourself if you're moving around. Now, the story is, and I say this, it's still got some alien type because why would we have to watch the zodiac signs to see all this? Why would we have to look in the space? Why? And then below, they got maps below that no one talks about. They got tunnels everywhere. So it's
as above, so below.
Right. They got a whole group of people probably already. Let me get somebody in here. 3164. Try to get you in. 3164 is before we get too laid out. But think about this, y'all. Just because we don't see it in our natural reality all the time, we take it for granted. But if you ever see something strange, y'all better be prepared for it because ain't no telling what they're doing. Ain't no telling. I hate to say it like that, but to make you feel, but just be aware that because you got people so naive, like, no, they couldn't do that. You ever talk to a person, friend, family, foe, whatever, that be saying shit, you be like, what? You don't think they could, they'll tell you, they wouldn't kill a president, or they wouldn't kill nobody, or they wouldn't, and they'll act like they don't even know they killed presidents. You're like, damn. So you got to wonder how much people really know. Because remember, I read to you, they took away the vocation. That was part of the Haiti Constitution. Give everybody, which is unbelievable, every citizen must possess a mechanic art. I said, wow, that's vocation. Now, I don't know if vocation means vodun, but that's vocation. And so, I just think whatever's been played on us at this degree is paranormal. Because how could we watch, okay, for instance, we'll argue with each other now, and I want y'all to listen. We'll argue with each other now over the Haitian thing. Because the Haitian people, we would never knew that the wife, his own wife, the dude's wife, set up the president and then came to Miami. It's a fact. You'd be like, what? You ain't thinking to see that shit. You know, be like, you come home, you say, what? Next thing you know, 5 days later, everybody in chaos. So this is what I'm telling y'all is happening here. Now, they shipping all the Haitians to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. And I told you, Cuba is a hell of a history. They were the ones that came up with the Civil Rights Movement. That was them that was performed on first. Then they brought it to America. That's a fact. Now, I'm asking y'all, what y'all think going to happen? I'm getting some real callers. What y'all think going to happen if you are telling people they can't come here, and then we got an open border on one side wide open? Now, how does that look? Come on, me and from y'all. How does that look, everybody? I got callers.
It looks like the president is a traitor. He's not doing his job. He let people invade us. We've been invaded. We've been invaded from within, so that makes it even worse.
Right. Now, you just answered the question. I'm so glad. I got y'all some questions. Give me some response, please. Now, if this is the case, now, let's just say they can fool the very elect. Now, how could you? Now, let's make it simple. By fool the very elect, it's so simple that you would say, oh, man, we can't be. See, how could you fool a person that a man's a woman? If you could fool a people to believe a man is a woman now,
and got the same rights as a woman, go into your young girl's bathroom, all you fathers out there, with his dick is still hard, but he's, you know, he's shaving and shit at Planet Fitness. Now, I've seen that, I said, man, but Planet Fitness people boycott it. Now, see, that's power. Now, they're going to have to do something. See, simple shit you think ain't the issue. Your money is your power right now. Whatever you got, whoever giving it to you, better use it wisely. But so I'm asking y'all, think about that now. How could this be happening? Are people going to believe a man? We got Supreme Court justices couldn't answer what's a woman. Y'all didn't think that was strange at all? I'm serious. Think about it. All y'all online, did y'all not think, well, damn, it's a black chick saying she don't know what's a woman?
Hey.
But see, that's the thing. We might have thought it was strange, but what about the masses?
No, I'm asking.
He might, okay, she might. She might be a training.
No, tell me about that. Y'all, he just said the right question. I'm saying, now, I ain't asking y'all to say, well, I know y'all, but think about, don't you find it strange our people can believe this lie of this magnitude? Of saying,
but this
you
ain't
know
the first time in history our people been believing lies. This has been going on for decades.
Y'all answer me. Have you ever heard them pushing a man at your time of here that they were going to be a woman? And I, and all the time that we've been up in the last 100 years, or let's say even 200, have you ever seen a push to let men be women and legally say they women? I haven't seen that one. Did y'all know that? Let me know. Y'all know
that,
of any time?
They used to send people to the hospital who thought that. That was a mental illness back in the days. I was born in the 50s. A mental illness. Now they're making it normal. It's becoming a norm because they say
they know people can't think for themselves anymore. It's like, who's really thinking for you? It's just like everybody who ran up out there and got them during COVID shots. You weren't thinking for yourself. You weren't thinking about your health. You weren't thinking about your job, your family, or your life, because we know a lot of people die from it. So that's the question we need to ask people now. Who is really thinking for you? I'm sorry, because you're correct. They still die. So who's really thinking for you? Now, that agenda about the man and the woman, a friend of mine know a lady who actually met gay bomber, and she said that's the gayest man she ever met in his life. He put on the front, because remember, these people in Congress, they are actors and actresses. That's why they want you to be entertained by rappers, basketball players, Tom Cruise, all these actors and actresses, right? It's all an act. And then you meet them in real place, like they say, Obama gay as hell, Michelle is a man. You really meet these people in place. They not even normal like us. It's human beings. But that agenda, the man versus woman and the tranny, that all came on the gay Obama with them Jews. You can look it up. My friend said he met the lady. No, the lady said, I think it's 17 points. They got most of them. The one I ain't got yet is the men being able to sleep with the boys to say it's okay.
Well, that's pedophilia.
Hey, you know what's so funny about that?
The priest puts his mouth on a young boy's genitals and bites the foreskin off. Just remember that. Who we dealing with?
Y'all said that with the ritual. Brother Caddy, go ahead. I'm going to give y'all a response, but remember, I heard
this. Two ticks. No matter how much the whole continent of Africa is suffering, they will not deal with this homosexuality under no circumstance. They can get threatened to have a nuclear bomb dropped on them and say, we'd rather die than deal with that. But yet we over here tolerating it. And let me tell you another thing I learned traveling the world. I mean, here's the biggest secret. They know that this area, the north and south of America, was ruled by melanated people. That's in their history.
I'm sure they know. I'm positive.
Hey, drive on.
But hold on.
Let me bring up something right quick.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm used to that.
I'm going to bring up something that y'all talking about, because y'all are talking about transhumanism stuff. Now, don't know, the other night, two big things happened in the sports world the last couple of days. I'm going to tell you how far they going with this thing. Let me break this down. All right, y'all know the Chicago Bears are trading Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Steelers.
So,
yeah.
So you got this boy named Caleb Williams, you know, the quarterback, the draft. And now he was at the women's basketball game last week, and he had a pink cell phone and pink fingernails. And RG3, that little Twinkie, come out and say that, oh, men should paint their toenails pink in honor of Caleb Williams. And then Duke was playing Houston the other night, and you got a boy named, what's his name, yeah. McCain. The light-skinned boy with the fro, right? He had like 8-3 against James Madison. He had an okay game against Houston, but the boy McCain, watch this. I'm going to tell you how they tricking you. Watch this. So you go to McCain, he played for the Duke Blue Devils, and, you know, speaking of that Duke Blue Devils, now check this out. Go look at that boy's fingernails. They were painted blue because I told somebody, well, like, he was just showing, you know, support to Duke University. I said, no, bro, that man is a Twinkie. All right? Now, check this out. Now, you know, first of all, we see a man with blue fingernails. We already looking like, yo, what the fuck is up here? Now, this man, now, this is where I told people back then this NIL shit was going to go wrong. I don't have a problem with these athletes getting paid, but you got to understand who we're coming in. And McCain is sponsoring his NIL deals with the fingernail polish company, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
And he said,
I want y'all to listen carefully. That name, me and my good brother down here, we debate some of these things on that. You hit a nerve there because I like it, but then I said it could be used wrong because if you could make all this money you really got, unless you just love the certain game you go for, but it can make a person just go totally outrageous. And that's a fact because now these people making buku cash. So are they going into the NFL to really play or to sell? I mean, you know, it's gonna be
just like with that white chick, Caitlin Clark from Iowa. She got to deal with State Farm. She's still in college.
Yeah, but also Ice Cube trying to get her to go in the big three. Just go to the
3-on-3, right?
Yeah, just go. Go to the W because they need women that will elevate their game with the monetary game because they don't get paid. I'm going to show you another thing, y'all. Here it is, the women basketball, and they want to be equal.
Is she a
they
trans? I'm just wondering.
They get it could be, but they're getting paid. Now, I told you, one a man was made for a reason. So one a man was showing you that a woman man could play a woman could play a band. You know what I'm talking about? Now they showed it. So anyway, long story short. Just going to show you, they ain't getting paid the same amount of money. Actually, they in the laws. They never make money. So that's going to show you how crazy this is. They never make money. But nonetheless, of course, we grew up with sports. Everybody, we hoped that they would be one to play to advance the game. And I'm sure her intellect and her skill level superior. But let's just say this. You're right. Name and likeness is a curse and is a blessing for a lot of people because you may not make it. Your body is at work. You do deserve to get some pay. And if you can make the money, I'm with you. I just don't let it go to your head because the coach have a hard time with egotistical players. If you big time and you got a big ego, you in trouble. Now, let me take this to another
LeBron James.
Yeah, let me take this to another
The coach that he signed with is Sally Henson. That's what he signed with, Sally Henson. His name is McCain for Duke. Matter of fact, they playing Who Duke playing today? I forget.
Yeah, I forgot too. But they playing. They sure is. I didn't. But yeah. Long story short.
Oh, they playing NC State, North Carolina State, State Wolfpack. Yeah, North Carolina State. Yeah. For the road to the final place.
Hey, we got to get an app for you. Where's brother Campbell said he had an app for. I'm gonna tell y'all. These are the type of things that they because they know we like to gamble. Everybody like to gamble a little bit. I mean, you play a game, but when you play a game, now what happened with the gambling is so big now. That's another thing, because the baseball man got caught saying that he was betting on himself, but he was using a third party and shit. I said, man, this is getting crazy, because we know Jordan will do it, because you feel confident in yourself, you bet, but then, like anything, boxing, you're going to have to take that fall, and that's what it looks like. But this is why I say the Jesus story, I'm taking it to another level before we get off the line, the Jesus story, dealing with plans. Y'all always talking about, sister said, moon. Remember y'all said moon? I'm bringing it all to you, because it's astrology. Easter is about the astrology. And everything else, the earth, plant life. So wouldn't it be strange if there was another son that was jealous as hell because it was the first son, but not now to be gotten? And then you say, well, what kind of story is this? I'm not making this up. This is the story of the galactic Jesus. Listen to this.
C 6,666 and 666, like 66, 6, 660 and 60, are solar numbers and are connected with the circle and its six-fold geometry. In Islamic numerology, 66 is the numerical equivalent of Allah. In Judaism, the six-pointed star or hexagram is the seal of Solomon. It appears in every branch of Freemasonry. The associated 666 gains its infamy in the West as the number of misused power and authority mentioned in the Book of Revelation. But more traditionally, 666 represents the solar principle. It is also a number of Christ, the Sun. 666, shining from above, is the power that gives order to the chaos of Earth. It is the masculine principle in action. Only if this power is misused will it lead to abuse. It was this unbalanced manifestation of 666 that the author of Revelation identified with the Antichrist or the Beast. It is for this reason that 666 has come to be identified with concepts of the satanic, or extreme negativity, but this was emphatically not its original meaning. The most common carbon isotope, carbon-12, the basis of all known life on Earth, consists of 6 protons, 6 neutrons and 6 electrons. The three angles of an equilateral triangle, 6 of which make up a hexagon, are each of 60 degrees, reflecting the solar number 666. In the Old Testament, the weight of gold that King Solomon received yearly at the temple was 666 talents. Gold is related to the sun in alchemical and Kabbalistic thought, and the name Solomon is a combination of the three ancient names for the sun. Sol is Latin for sun, Om is Hindi for sun, On is Egyptian for sun. Also, the vowel, O, is symmetrically placed throughout the word 3 times. Note that, apart from looking like the sun, O is the 15th letter of the English alphabet. O, O, O to 15, 15, 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. Equals 666, the number of the sun. The number 666 is the number of the sun square, and it has 12 factors. Just as the sun has 12 signs of the zodiac and does, Solomon is the king of the 12 tribes of Israel. Solomon, by way of Greek gematria, equates to the number 1260. The number 1260 was an ancient Jewish calculation used to measure solar years consisting of only 360 natural days. A time is a cycle of 360 degrees, times is 2 cycles or 720 degrees, and a half time is 180 degrees. Adding these together we get 1260 degrees. The number 1260 was a measurement Ptolemy calculated to figure the mean distance of the sun. Nonagon, a figure having 9 sides and angles of which its interior angles total up to the sum of 1260 degrees. Nonagesimal, or nonagesimal degree, called also the midheaven, is the highest point, or 90th degree of the ecliptic, reckoned from its intersection with the horizon at any time, and its altitude is equal to the angle that the ecliptic makes with the horizon at their intersection, or equal to the distance of the zenith from the pole of the ecliptic. It is much used in the calculation of solar eclipses. I can only indicate the fact that the chronology of Babylon and Egypt is built on the 18 years eclipse cycle, and that 18 times 37 equals 666. And 18 times 70 equals 1260. In 37 cycles a solar eclipse reaches centrality, while 70 to 74 cycles form common and characteristic periods comprising the entire history of a solar eclipse. Is it a coincidence that we find Jesus, the supposed descendant of Solomon, both of whom undeniably carry appellations of the sun? Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. The esoteric meaning of the whole verse is therefore, here is a riddle. Let him who has intelligence compute the number of the beast, for it is a number of man, and his number relates to that of the sun. We are told to count the number of the beast. The number 666 does not need to be counted or computed, for it is openly given, so evidently there is another number behind it that does need calculating. That number is in the final, key phrase of Revelation 13, and his number is 666. By way of Greek gematria, the values of the words in that phrase are the sum of these numbers, and therefore the value of the whole phrase, is 2,368, which is the number of Jesus Christ. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, 2,368, Jesus Christ. For the Lord God is a sun. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall. Malachi 4:2 is a prophecy concerning the Messiah of Israel, and as we have already seen, it is about the Son, not the Son. This is not a mistranslation, nor is it a mistake. In him was life, and that life...
The riddle, y'all. You heard the riddle. That's a real riddle. Guess who that son is? It's in the solar system. Not the one we see. Some people got two names, but you name it. I wish I'd give you... I think I'd do some more prizes for you. Think about it.
You got Planet X.
Nibiru is the key one. I'm gonna make that be, because that is the Nibiru, which would be in our terminology, will be in our Saturn. That's why they made everything. You notice that the number one thing is Saturn is Saturn car. Saturn is the sun that has been the beginning sun. Remember they say the sun was taken out by another sun. Now just a book that says that the real sun is going to be Saturn. Now, I said, wow, that can't be. You know why I said we think it's a joke? The Lord of the Rings. The movie The Lord of the Rings and why we wear earrings is the worshiping of Saturn. And that's a fact. That's why men wear them. Everything. When you look up Saturn, you find out, if you look it up real good, unbelievable. It ain't like, you know, we just do comic book shit. Go look it up, and go look it up. You'll say to myself, this ain't normal. This can't be. It can't be that this is this much Star Trek going on. I think I'll be making up stuff. I say, nah, man, I can't be this crazy. Well, this shit is real. I go look it up, and y'all send it to me. I get run into stuff. So many people tell me shit. I say, man. But when you look it up all the way through, and you get... people wrote these books that make sense. He's like, wait a minute now. They lying.
Yeah, I have that book, Rings of Saturn by W.G. Sabal. Yep.
Yeah.
Got it right here.
It's Saturn. And now no one talks about it, but they are there looking for it. All the Earth, the whole Earth, everybody, the whole Earth, Saturn, all them doing the stuff, looking at the stars, bro, they're looking for these constellations. Now, what people would look for this? Unless they're trying to escape. Now, according to y'all, I'm going by what y'all say, the fallen angels. Let's go with the fallen angels. Now, of course, they was in prison on Earth. That's why they call this prison planet. Wouldn't you want to get off? Somebody make a loud noise. Y'all make a loud noise, y'all. Y'all driving. If you're driving, please mute yourself, because I'm only going to go a few more minutes. Please mute yourself. Y'all let y'all talk. But go ahead. I'm just talking about... is this abnormal behavior? Are we in something beyond? I mean, because obviously they have people believing astrology is wicked, yet that's what all the Earth is measuring. And, you know what I'm saying? They got the whole church world, which is family members and friends and everything, thinking one way. Because today, I believe today, I say believe that most people, family, I can't say everybody's family, have some affiliation with Easter. All of ours, I mean, you know. Not much so as others.
I think something's wrong, because There's no way. Why should we not be uprising about CERN? Why should we not be uprising about NASA shooting
right.
three missiles to the sun?
To the sun.
I mean, we're taking
yeah.
that shit like, oh, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay
right.
we're going to shoot three missiles.
Because we don't think that they could do it. Now, you, your mind experience.
Oh, that's if you even paying attention to it.
Right, but saying
because a lot of the stuff we talk about, they consider that conspiracy theory,
which is a cold word for truth. Because see, that's how they
exactly
fool. They everything when they say you should be glad in some way, say, well, you know what? Because I tell people all the time, and they never say what. My first thing is say, well, did they not conspire to kill Jesus? And they just shut up. They just shut up. What can you say?
Right.
What can you say?
I got a
question
for you all. Is that really the resurrection day? Or is that really April 8th is really Easter?
Yeah, well, hold on. Go ahead,
brother. Maybe that's Easter. Because they say they shoot three missiles at the sun.
Hold on.
Why are they going to shoot? Why is CERN shooting missiles into the solar when the moon is covered the sun? Why are they going to shoot missiles into that concern? What are they trying to do? What do they know that we don't know?
Right.
What are they trying to invoke? What are they doing?
Well, because CERN is something that most of us on this program, we have discussed it on numerous times. The average person, you'll find a few co-workers, a few friends who can, you can kick with this. This is this thing with CERN, people have no concern. That's the problem. Because they named it the right thing, CERN. They knew by naming it, nobody would have no concern about it. But the thing about this is they open up, which is told by people in the know who gets the word out. You don't, but they're making like these portals of hyper energy.
Exactly.
And so we don't, now, in order for this crypto shit that they're trying to come in, I don't know what's coming into the earth because we take the earth as, oh, but these aliens could be coming in from space or whatever is not from Earth is alien to the Earth. It's not part of the Earth. It's coming from
Alex Crowley, a higher order. To one of the demons. They claim it Alex Crowley, some of the demons.
Now,
okay.
Yeah.
And CERN is trying to summon the same demon that Alex Crowley has summoned.
Alex Crowley.
So, I don't know. We can call them demons, aliens, whatever. They the same thing.
Supposed to be George Bush's wife.
And don't forget, they got a telescope called Lucifer. They got
Lucifer.
A telescope
that's the
called Lucifer, too.
That's the Vatican. But hold on. Alex Crowley.
Yeah, but they also have that.
You're bringing up these people. Alex Crowley, who is a well-renowned with Madame Blavatsky, Pascal Randolph was before them, which they learned from him as well. But Crowley, most of your rappers was putting on Be Thy Will. That was his number one saying. Now, he worships Saturn.
Do as thy will.
But Satan is actually Saturn because Saturn, Lucifer, and Jesus is the same people because Lucifer, Jesus said, I'm the bright morning star. He is the Saturn. But see, the thing about this is when they write it in these allegories and these stories, man, they when they put these characters together, it could throw you totally off when you realize, man, this is like a planetarian thing. Because if you look at what they talking about, they want to block the sun. They were talking about putting layers over Africa for COVID because the vitamin D was helping Africa not catch the COVID fast enough. This came out their own mouth through Bill Gates. So if I can hear this, and I know you heard this, you think what kind of people will vote for people that – I ain't heard nobody. I don't care what y'all feel about
that's
the drug.
That's some heavy magic, man. Yeah. That's some heavy magic.
I ain't heard nobody on the line. Man, we can say that was a Republican, just say for the sake of it. I heard their agenda like that. I ain't heard. They got some maybe underhanded sleaze balls. You know, everybody got that shit going on. But I ain't heard nobody. They probably talking about, let's say, like Liz Cheney, like them types. But the overall ain't saying it. This party here is telling you, we want gay rights over the blacks. This is plain simple. Now, they took our sexuality and made it a hell of a weapon. That's ingenious. When you think about it, that's ingenious. That's fucking ingenious. How does that happen? Well, you can use my sexuality and make it now I'm a weapon against humanity now. By humanity saying that, you know, why they get to get the better jobs. Now they're getting everything. Now, they're only a small minority. Now, here, see that word minority with the trick word? Used to like that, black people. We the minority.
Minority report.
Yeah. You don't like it now, do you? You don't like that word now, but you loved it back when it was looked like you're going to get some money.
They consider themselves
never really
women.
Been a minority, man. That's all.
Well, I know that.
We've never been a minority in this country.
But all you're doing is making that point. I said
we was okay. We knew we wasn't because common sense was like, we just a lot of us. But we was happy with minority when we thought it was benefited. Oh, if he was happy with that shit, we the minority. We deserve. Now, you got a new
you
minority.
You just say it's a spell word.
Yeah, that's a spell word. Because now you got a new minority who getting everything that we was supposedly getting. You ain't we ain't never got that much in one shot where you get $9,000 food stamps and an apartment. Come on, y'all. Come on, stop.
But what does it tell you?
Their money
is bogus. They printed out of thin air.
I know.
They could have got every homeless person a home. They could have got every veteran that's on the street a home. Everybody in this country could have lived the last milk and honey. But they don't want to do that.
Now, the reason why I say we with you, but we don't want to do it, we got that point. Everybody should understand, y'all ain't that type of people. But you know you got to deal with people like this. But when you got a level, this is a different level, man. When the people can get together at a meeting, resource their, I mean, they're the minority, really. The people doing this is the minority. They're only 1%. That's the crazy part.
WEF. That's the crazy part.
World Economic Forum.
Yeah, and they can get together and come up with, a mindset, but what kind of people are they? What kind of aliens are they? Because if they're able to radiate cloning, remember, this has been going on for a long time. You can get a person to do this shit by giving him five senses. I call it the five senses. You give me better shelter, better food, better clothing, better transportation, that's the 5 points of life. I'll go along with that, and people do that. So they take all that, my family getting this. Now, they didn't tell you that you got to exploit this other group because you owe a deal for the resources. So you're going to make it seem like it's cool, but really, after a while, the next generation is going to be greedier than the first one. And the first one, boom, boom, boom. Now you got a group that's gotten greedy now and also gotten sexed up with the group that is they doing the money to game with. So right then and there, I see why people, this ain't hard to think this up, y'all. I see why people say we keep the money in the family. Now, in keeping the money with the family, I ain't making this up. I know incest can happen in your family because people happen in different families I grew up with. Knowing, I know it can happen. But, man, what if you was a group that was down with it like you know they are? Now you can see how their minds are. We going to keep this wealth at all. We don't care if we have retired kids. Long as half of them ain't going to be retired, so they just deal. That's what you said, brother, about them with the feeble-minded. Remember, they was castrating their gay population. This is a fact. Killing them. If you said you was wanting to be a woman, brother just said earlier, you was thrown in the crazy house. Now, it's okay. Y'all okay? Now, remember now, I ain't seen you on this line, but our population that we deal with is okay with the crazy asylum. One who flew over the cuckoo nest is all amongst us on bad, crazy streets. Subways, you don't know what's next. Now, they have done this with us, no problem. No getting upset. Now they're getting upset. Now, what's going to happen is, I hate to say it like this, but without good thinking, you going to have some people who got some good ideas, but they're going to try to go with that. I'm going to be militant and I'm going to take the guns out and stuff. I'm going to say, I understand, but it'd be best you protect your neighborhood if a riot break out that way. But to go into a protest, now, my thing is this. The way they killing people with these long, crazy people, notice they all crazy or transgender lately. If they are producing this, and the question is how much of the effect they going to get, because we got to admit now, when black folks went along with cash bail reform, release them because, see how smart they was? Next time we're going to help them get out right away. But we only going to let the ones that we know is crazy out first. The real ones who don't belong there, made a bad mistake, they keep
we can't
them
keep these inmates in Cook County Jail because of COVID. We got to start letting them out.
Right. So you let them all out, and now they are super violent prone. Not against white people. Oh, hell no. Shit. They're going berserk in the neighborhood.
Who you think they sent them here for? That's why I said we've been invaded. We don't even know.
They got chips in their head.
Go ahead.
They could be chipped.
Yeah,
they could be chipped.
Oh, thank you, brother. I love sci-fi people. Love y'all, man. Thank you, man. See, if I could told this to people, sometimes I go to barbershops. You know, the barbershops are now listening. I always say this. You got some good brothers in the barbershops, especially the ones I go to. Love y'all.
You right.
I'm going to say this about that. If the barbershop would just start to learn how to be, because they're going to be scared about their money. Because one thing about black folks, when you've been brainwashed to hate somebody, you hate them professionally, for real. Y'all don't play. They done got you to hate everybody who sound like they like Trump. So we know the thinking is really weird because I never seen nothing like this before. And I ain't that old. And I'm saying, damn, I ain't never seen y'all hate people like this. And so my question to y'all out there.
I was talking to a preacher the other day, a pastor. Mm-hmm. You know what he told me? Trump is the worst thing that ever happened to people that look like us. This is a pastor talking. And I said, why would you say that? He said, man, because he don't care. He's part of the Klan. I said, oh, slow down, man. He's not the Klan. His boy, Biden, is the Klan. His best friend was Boyd, Senator Boyd, who was a grand cyclops for the KKK.
Yes.
When he
they
died,
don't know that.
Boyd went to his funeral and did his reading.
And Obama eulogized him.
Okay.
Hillary,
brothers don't know this stuff.
No,
Hillary Clinton.
Obama Biden, that was Hillary Clinton's voice. Now, I'm going to say this to all y'all listening now. I ain't trying to get nobody to do anything. I'm just using facts. The facts show that common sense on when you're dealing with somebody, regardless like you do at work, you don't like everybody at work, but you still got to have enough, you know, class about yourself to carry yourself through whatever you got to carry yourself through, but you know how it works. The question was, I'm asking y'all out there listening to people for the first time, you got to quit thinking that what you heard from the past is actually factual. Let's just be honest. Let's be honest.
Who's thinking for you? That's the question I got to ask. Who's thinking for you? I wouldn't even give them pastors anybody else that history. What I would tell them do, well, Trump was that bad when he was in office. How did he harm us as our culture people? That's the question I would ask. Seemed like the money was flowing here. Seemed like we had freedom. We didn't have to deal with censorship, right?
Now, that's what I'm saying, zombie-like, because if you think about it, sometimes there's for no reason.
Great point. Zombie-like,
because you can't say nothing.
The last of us.
Yeah, you can't. Right, because what happened to me, and a lot of people, they're good people. I love all my people, but sometimes you got to say yourself, you know what, I know how far to go with how we do, because family members, whoever you're dealing with at this time, you really have to decipher who is in the same tone you are in, because when they lose their job, actually, earlier I said, what happened to the people who are good people who going to lose jobs soon? You know, we got to be encouragement to them as well, to me and my, because they don't know. They don't know. And when they find out, they're going to be mad. When they really find out,
right,
they can't go get the money out the bank because their social credit score is not at 650. Can you imagine? I mean, if they already practicing on
it will be fried in the street. Hey, drive on.
Thank you.
Let me bring a point to you. Let me bring a point to you right quick. Because
right,
I want to talk about this thing. Y'all were talking about the homeless problem and stuff. You see that clown, Mr. Mayor Eric Adams, on the Breakfast Club the other day? You saw that, right?
I hate that show.
He's a damn liar, because I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what's going on, because I ran this a couple years ago. So, you know, during that COVID scam, you know, a lot of people was, you know, sitting at home, you know, getting COVID relief fund. Remember they were telling you, you know, you can get your COVID relief fund to pay your rent and everything, right?
Yep, they sure did.
Those programs expired. I was in an apartment complex. And I asked the guy, damn, you moving out? He said, yeah, man. Well, you know, the apartments got bought out, I think, by the company down here we got called Starhammer. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, well, you moving out, though, but you just moved here. He was like, well, yeah, but, you know, they got bought out by, like, some Section 8 or something like that. I said, really? He said, yeah. So what they did, they gave all us a notice to move in 3 to 6 months, right? And we got to get out. But I said, you working, right? He was like, oh, yeah, they told me I make too much money to live here. So about a year later, you know, I say, damn, I'm going to come back over this place. And yep, I really looked at it, I said, dang, it was almost all immigrants over there. Just a little small apartment complex in Richmond, Virginia. I said, well, God damn. I said, so now, you know, but some of these immigrants talk to you if you ask them. And I had one talking to you
not too long ago
at the gym.
Some of the nice people.
No, I had one of them talking to me at the gym. I want you to hear this. I said, man, y'all be getting all these contracts, man. He said, I see you, man. He said, well, let me tell you what I do, BJ. He was like, I get the contract, you know, and he was like, I have two or three of us that's legal. And then, you know, a lot of immigrants live around, and he said, I go pick the other ones up. He said, we don't got to do nothing but give them beer and whatever they want. They're not trying to go to the club. They're not trying to be seen. And he was like, that's how I lay with him. He said, we pay the other two or three market rate construction, and we pay the other ones on the table. They're not going to complain. So that show you they're grabbing their own damn people.
Thank you. Now, this is why I say pimping is universal. Pimping universal. Now, they do. You talking to somebody, see it firsthand. Now, I said to myself, now, you know what they're doing? I'm going to tell you what they're doing. They're getting mobile homes or trailers, and they put them up to their house, and they got whole people running them trailers. So most of y'all would have been, they'd have been inspectors at y'all houses telling y'all that's illegal, that it don't move. Y'all made a structure out of it. I'm telling you. Now, that's because when you in power, but see, here's what happened with black folks. I could say Georgia should be way ahead of the game, but I don't think that's the case. I can only speak for what I've been perceived if it's changed, but that's a black mecca, but I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be one for us. You got Houston, you got Texas. As we told the Mecca, Miami-Dade County is not the Mecca for black people of unless you are already supremely rich to come up in this bad boy.
Yeah, your boy LeBron said ain't nothing like a Diddy party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they doing it, man. I'm going to tell you something. We should have picked